I have my phone script too. Don't tell anyone. It's a secret. Shh.
Come on, dude. Cut to the chase.
Guess what I'm wearing right now?
A skirt?
My fun skirt.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
What the fuck do you want, Mike Tucker?
Smoke weed every day.
Kiss my pussy. Kiss my pussy.
Shoo-ba-doo-doo. Good evening, everybody. Madhouse Radio, on the air. Thank you for being here with us this evening. I am Carlito, the host of the show. Milkman will be joining us later. In theory is all I can say. I can only vouch for theoretical idea that Milkman will be joining us later. He was going to be joining us at the top of the show, but had to call his mommy. He was like, "Mommy, mama,
mama, mama."
That's Milkman.
Mama, mama,
I need money,
mama. I need money, mama.
That's Milkman. But I will do the show by myself, just fine. I don't even need that big, crazy, fucking huggable snuggle bear. Hey, guys, if you want to send in your requests, you can do so tonight over at madhouselive.com. That's the website. That is the command center central of the Madhouse machine. And from there, you can send in your prank call requests. So do that. I encourage you to... We always encourage you to participate as much as you can. We've always aimed to be the most participatory prank call internet radio show out there ever since we started. We give you the ability to join if you meet certain standards, you know? Hey, whatever. Anyway, we'll be getting to your prank calls. MadhouseLive.com, as I said, there's a request a prank feature there. Also, the chat room where you can join the rest of your fellow Madhouse Live listeners. Even if you're a podcast listener, stop by sometime, MadhouseLive.com. Join the chat and just say what's up. It's usually pretty active. All right. Cool. All right. Well, we're waiting for the Lonesome Loser. He's our usual, you know, main confirmer, the main vein, for lack of a better term, when it comes to confirming prank calls or numbers that we're going to be doing. However, I do have lists of numbers here and requests of pranks that people have sent in during the week, including some from tonight. Napasa Cobra has sent in a number about a guy looking for Jeff. Apparently, Jeff is buying his boat. This guy called looking for Jeff earlier today. I don't know if they called Cobra's work or not. I love it when they get wrong numbers because I do save the numbers and I do pass them on. I told him wrong number and I'm passing on the info. Awesome. Thank you, NPSA Cobra. You're doing the right thing. And you could have held on to that, you know, for Aaron's show. Well, you got much love for Madhouse and I got much love for you. Even though you have a... I'm not going to bring that up on the air. I'm kidding. I don't know what I'm talking about. Here's that. Oh, shit. What was his name?
Big Joe.
Hello?
Yeah, listen. Are you trying to buy this boat from Jeff?
I can't hear you.
Are you trying to buy this boat from Jeff?
What?
Hang on, asshole. Don't go anywhere. I gotta set the microphone. Are you there? Hello? Hey.
Damn it.
See, usually Milkman catches when I forget to set the microphone at the beginning of the show, which is every freaking week. Since he wasn't here. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah?
Oh, I'm sorry. I had a bad cell. Listen, are you trying to buy this boat from Jeff?
What?
Are you trying to buy this boat from Jeff? A boat.
What boat?
The boat. A boat that Jeff is selling.
No.
You called Jeff about buying a boat.
I called somebody about buying at a dealership.
That's going to be mine, all right? I just want you to know
nope.
Yeah.
Nope. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. I want that boat, and I ordered it special, and you're not going to get it. I'm going to get it instead. I already paid extra money and paid people under the table. And if you know what's good for you, you're not going to make a big deal about it. You get yourself another boat, all right?
Dude, I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, you know the one, the special boat. You know which one. The one that you really liked, that you really wanted. Jeff said, oh, this guy here, he really wants this. He really wants this boat. Well, you're not going to get it. You're Robert, right?
No, I don't even know who you're talking to, man.
Listen, you're not going to get the boat. It's my
boat. Dude, I don't know. You got the wrong number, I think.
Look, don't buy a boat, all right? You better not buy a boat at all in this town if you know what's good for you. Bullshit. Excuse me. Need to play a song here. All right. Now, our good friend UK Godfather is blasting me, saying I want to be on, and you all know I've got problems with UK Godfather, because he has really bad audio, he breathes into the microphone, and his numbers are usually just taxi companies, or they don't pick up, or they're hospitals in the UK. Here we are, he sent in V cars. The same taxi place, he's got a thing out for these V cars in Bristol, in the United Kingdom. That's all he wants us to do. UK Godfather, you're a weird guy, man. Just the usual, but ask him if they can pick me up from a sauna and take me to the local hospital, because I think I've got a terminal illness and I need an emergency taxi. I don't think any of that's necessary, UK Godfather, but thank you. We can call the number. How about that? How about you let me just call the number, big guy? All right. Let me do the creative thinking here right now. Thanks. You're so freaking smart.
Got it, cars.
Yeah, listen. You know who this UK Godfather guy is? Because he's got a thing out for you. He's real upset at you, apparently. What'd you do to him?
Sorry?
Yeah, you know, who I'm talking about?
Tom?
Yeah, you know who I'm talking about?
I do.
Oh, well, he really hates you. He thinks you're an asshole. He was telling me that this company is an asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what did you do, man? What did you do? Were you late picking him up?
Well, as far as I know, I haven't been late picking anybody up because I've had no pre-booked bookings.
Yeah, but how many bookings you guys got, like, a day, let's say?
Depends on the day.
A night, a busy night, how many?
Busy night?
Yeah.
Well, from when I come in, it could be anything up to 1,000 jobs.
1,000 jobs a night. So you're a pretty big company then? You got, like, what, let's say about 30 drivers, maybe?
A few more than that.
A few more than that. Well, so you guys are pretty big, and you're in Bristol, is it? Bristol?
That's correct.
All right. So you don't get a lot of tourists and Americans. You're driving people around. Like, what are mostly, do you take people to work?
Traveling to the, you know.
Yeah, traveling around, going to get some groceries.
Well, not so much on the nighttime, though.
No, no, nighttime.
You know, picking up from clubs and things mainly on the nighttime.
Oh, nice sexy girls and stuff like that. Nice.
I have no idea because I don't get to see them.
Oh, you know, that sucks, right? Oh, you know those girls, they come out so pretty from the nightclub. You just want to smell their hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it does suck. Yep, I'm stuck in the office.
Yeah, and you just want to smell their hair and touch their skin and everything and smell their necks and
smell their perfume and their hair products. Oh, I love it, man. I love women. Women are...
It's an American number you're ringing off of them.
Yeah, yeah. I just love women. Don't you think women are just so hot and sexy?
Well, I haven't really got time to talk about that.
So you do? You like boys? You like a nice Adam's apple? I like hair, you man. A nice musky scent on the man from his natural pheromones. Is that what you like? That's cool if you do. I understand. Is that what you like? What do you like? Tell me.
No.
Come on, you want to say sex stories? Oh, I never get to say sex stories with guys on the phone. I try that, and every time they hang up. Wow. There you go, UK Godfather. Please stop sending in V-cars, UK Godfather. Because they're never good. The guy usually just hangs up when you call him, because he's used to getting prank called, probably by you. So I got to make up weird stories to get anything of value out of that guy. And I'm burnt out on V-cars every time. V-car. Thank you, everybody, for being here tonight again, as I've said. And we continue on with the show. UK Godfather reminded me that there is never anything open 24 hours a day in the UK. Well, that's your problem. What do you do if you're on the road and you gotta take a big shit? You know? Where do you guys... They probably just take a shit in the street in the UK. That's probably common. They piss a shit in the street. Alright. Big Kid asking, well, who the fuck is Jim Stewart? Jim Stewart, never heard of him. No. He's a friend of a show. He does a lot of prank calls. He's got a website. JimStewart.com. Moving back to Request a Prank. I'll see if there's anything else here. Yes, there is. We got some more numbers coming in here. We got a number from The Arm. The Arm. This is our old friend Tombstone, who was blocked on Skype for asking stupid questions, just like UK Godfather. Wants some content for the snowplow. Oh, okay. He already sent this to Brad, I guess. People are applying for jobs and sending resumes. I don't... Dude, he sent a copy paste and it's all formatted with timestamps and I can't make heads or tails of it, Tombstone. What's your problem, man? Just tell me what it is. Don't copy paste shit. If you're gonna copy paste, clean it up, bro. I don't got time for that. Ain't no one got time for that. Vanessa really, really wants a man to come share her apartment, or I guess that's the case, since she typed all in caps, reports Ken. This is in California. Vanessa is looking to share her apartment with a man. A man, I say. I don't have a link to the ad. Ken, I could have used that, sir, but I will call it nonetheless. Thank you. Get me a link to that ad, Big Ken. Wait, Laugh Track Matt? Hey, Laugh Track Matt, if you want to be on, hit me up on Skype, man. Laugh Track Matt, I understand, is back home now. He has returned home from therapy, brain therapy. Laugh Track Matt tried to stab himself with a letter opener. He had several wounds to himself. But he's good now, man. He's good. Okay, anyway, here's woman looking to share with a man. Nunu, why are you clicking people?
Your call has been forwarded through an automatic voice message system. Is not available. At the tone, please record your message.
Nunu, why are you kicking people? Why is Nunu kicking? Don't kick the horses, Nunu. In the chat room, let him stay, man. It's first come, first serve, you know what I mean? I guess I keep increasing the number of open slots and that. What the fuck song is this? The fuck song is this? Anyway, I keep not doing the upgrade to the server so we can get the higher number of slots. I keep just putting it off. It's not that I don't want to or that I don't have the money for. It's cheap. I just keep putting it off. I'm procrastinated like that. I'm sorry.
Give me just a second here, folks, please. Thank you. I appreciate it. Trying to contact Laugh Track Matt with the appropriate Skype name to contact me at. And he's got to add that. So add that Laugh Track. Laugh Track Matt Hillock. In the meantime, I'm going to redial that number we just tried to call earlier here. Regarding the apartment for share. Hillock.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up? Hey, how you doing, man? So you're back home?
Yes.
Cool.
Let me turn off the stream.
Okay, yeah, turn that off in the background, the echo effect. Not as prevalent as on radio, but still it's there. That's cool, man. Good. Good. What, are you going to sleep or something, or are you going to be up for a little while?
I'm going to be up.
Oh, cool. Cool. All right. That's awesome. So what really did you, all I knew, I thought you had a leg thing.
Yeah, I broke my leg, but then when it, hang on, I'm rolling to the shitter now. I'm in a wheelchair.
Oh, damn it, man.
I broke my leg, and then it wasn't healing right, and then, finally my leg started trembling all crazy, and I got an MRI, and they're like, oh, you have lesions on your brain.
Whoa.
Yeah, wow. Like, that could either be cancer or MS.
Okay. Wow. So what's the prognosis then? Like, where are you at with it now?
I got MS.
All right. Okay. I've heard about, yesterday I was listening actually to, a radio interview. It was about an hour long with his doctor, and I got a lot of good information, and he was talking about diabetes and diet change, and you can reverse or severely reduce diabetes. And he said he also mentioned multiple sclerosis several times as being able to be reversed or slowed down significantly with that. I'll hook you up with some links that I got. I wrote them down.
Yeah, my ex is all on that shit too. She's like, I can just feed you the right food and you'll be fine.
Yeah, but Dr. Neil Bernard is the name of the doctor. I'll hit you up. You probably already have it.
Cool. No, man, I'll take anything.
Hey, Milkman's here. Hey, Milkman.
What's up, man?
What's up?
Hey, I got your friend I've got Laugh Track Matt on the line. He just came home from. Is it therapy or what is it then exactly that you came home from?
It was the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago.
So you're in rehabilitation.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, he has.
Yeah.
He had lesions.
I have the MS.
You're still back. So you're still down then for the captain, man. You're still out from that break. That was like 2 or 3 months ago, right?
I'm home, man. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Oh, you're recovering, man. That was pretty serious.
I'm not recovered. I'm sitting in a wheelchair right now, and I walk with a walker.
Turn, man.
Yeah.
No, is it going to develop more than that, or is that the extent of it?
I know. They all, the MS is like a weird disease.
Oh, MS. I thought it was from an accident, dude. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I didn't understand that.
I broke my leg, and then when I was healing from it and not uh-huh. healing right, they're like, my leg started kicking all crazy, and I got an MRI, and they're like, you got lesions on your brain.
Oh, shit. Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know that, man. I'm sorry about that. And I'm glad to hear you, man. You're sounding good, man. You sound like I remember a show a few years ago, and you was like playing my part. And it was the funniest shit I'd heard, you doing my part. And then somebody was doing Carlito. I laughed my ass off, man.
I'm drinking some Beast Ice.
Oh, all right. There you go, man. Now you're working it out, brother. All right, man. You go, baby. You're doing calls still, man. So carry on, man.
Yeah, in the rehab place, I had 2-4 locos one night.
Wow. So you could drink and stuff like that? Was
no,
cool.
No, you weren't supposed to, but you could.
Oh, wow. Okay. I thought it was cool. Like you could bring your own drinks and stuff. That'd be having a party.
Oh, it's frowned upon.
Yeah.
And then I went and kicked it with this young black guy, and he gave me his fucking pill of this Seroquel shit that I was drinking on top of, and then I was taking my Advanz too. I was so fucked up I couldn't roll myself back to my room. I had to ask for help.
That's what I heard. Them damn Seroquels will put you down, man. It's like an antidepressant. I know about Ativans. It'll definitely get you sleep. I guess my doctor prescribed them to me. They're like a Valium, a light Valium.
Yeah, they gave me a bottle of 92 milligram Ativans.
Lucky, man. Those are great to make you sleep, man. They don't give you a hangover, man. Take one of them, you sleep like a baby. Like a little 2 milligram tab, like a baby.
I was getting 1 milligram every 4 hours in the hospital. And I was like, I was on them like a hawk too. Every 4 hours, I'd even set my alarm night to go off every 4 hours.
I was gonna say, so be careful. Obviously, you realize the implications of these. They're very easily addicted to. So that was the other half of the equation. So you already realize that. I want to make sure you understood that.
But what I was doing is I would take them in my mouth, but spit them out, and then I would just like at the end of the day or something, and I want to have some fun.
You get a bunch of them together, and then you get a high going. Yeah, well, you sound like my old man, dude. I know quite a few people that did that shit.
Yeah.
You learned the old timer tricks there already, so you're doing good. You sound like you're well back on your way, man.
I'm gonna go over to physical therapy tomorrow, like outpatient therapy in the place my mom works.
They got any hot nurses or anything in there, or are they just a bunch of like muscle bound freakers?
None of the nurses are particularly hot. I'd say probably about four of the therapist broads are really hot.
Oh, okay. The other one's like, we rejected lesbians, then, I say, huh?
The one I grabbed all up on her ass doing exercises. And she's like, Matt, that was no accident.
There you go.
That's funny. Well, good. She had a sense of humor. That's cool. Were any of them Asians? Any Asians?
There were some cute Asian nurses.
Nice. Very nice. There you go.
What about Filipino girls are usually a lot of those. Were you guys in PA, right? Are you in PA too?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Okay. I thought
downtown
you lived
in Chicago. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I misunder her. No wonder you're all G'd out, bro. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right. Hang on. Here's a prank call. People are getting restless. Sorry, Matt.
Okay.
Beautiful story.
No problem.
I know where you come from. Remember 2011 was a whole year for me, too.
My eye is all bad. You see me patch on my picture.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You looked like me getting an eye test about a week ago. Didn't have the beer can, though.
I don't know about the beer can, but the patch is there. Oh, come on.
But I save my patch. Later on, whenever I go to get my license picture, I'm going to wear the patch in the picture.
Right now, I'm supposed to be getting an ID, not a license. And I think I'm going to wear this patch for it.
There you go.
Cool, man. Just go by one of those little apparel stores and get you one of those kind of piratey hats, you know? Just pop it out just for you.
I don't think they'll let wear a hat, though.
No, you got to take your
one
hat
of the,
off.
You got to take your hat
of
off.
The phone losers One of the phone losers sent me an awesome fucking Canada umbrella hat flag that's red and white, says Canada all over it. I got some waggy shit in the hospital, dude.
That's awesome.
Damn.
Canada. That's awesome.
Obviously a Canadian fan, one of our listeners, I would say.
It's a freak. I know him. I've met him a couple times. And he sent me the sheet of Canada stickers, and I put them all over my fucking walker. my mom says, she's like, they're gonna think you're a retard from Canada when they see all this.
This is a bunch of Canada stickers and a big Canada hat. That's awesome, dude.
I gotta get those underwear with the maple leaf on them, you know, and then you really be sporting them jocks, man.
Could y'all hold a second? I'm gonna grab another beer.
Yeah, sure. I'm paying attention to some. I'm also trying to open up resumes here that have been that have been sent in.
Sounds a weirdo.
Yeah, I'm skimming here. Here we go.
You just got to my resume, dude. Damn, you got some reading to do.
This person, I can't believe it. Her name is Faison, and she's not the Faison we all know about and love, but she is looking for a job and. We have her phone number. Let's see what kind of job it is real quick. Grocery store job. Okay, cool. It's a cashier position.
Let me check her qualifications.
Does she know any other positions? You got to find out. Does she know any other positions besides cashier?
Well, she's
not only missionary.
She's taken a year of mechanical engineering. She's a current student at a university. Yeah. What else does she do? She worked for the Penny Saver Distribution. Volunteered at an Islamic welfare center. volunteered to mentor kids
in
middle school.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
She's halal approved, so obviously we've got something to start with.
Yeah, so all she's done is she's passed out Penny Saver newspapers and volunteered at church a few times, apparently. That's her.
She's really cute. You got a picture of her?
No, negative. That's weird. People that put their pictures on the resume, that's stupid.
I've seen people that do that. And like, I know the young kids do that. I never did that, man. Yeah. But I know some of the younger people do that. Like, since the Facebook and, you know, and all that kind of shit got big and popular, people started doing it. I never did that. Yeah. I know other people even put them on their damn business cards.
Yeah.
Hold my face fucking laying around and somewhere, you know, on the ground being walked on.
Yeah, and someone could be masturbating.
Bad enough you had to look at it the first time. Why, why throw it down there on the ground? You know, so like, I would never put my picture on, even on that business cards either if I didn't have to.
Well, you wouldn't even come on video on the show, dude, so whatever. Here's Faison.
Well, because you know, my camera's got an eye patch on it, dude. That's why. So, eyes.
You need an ass patch for your mouth. Ass patch.
I'll come on wearing my eye patch, and how's that, man? And then I'll wear one of my cool hats. I don't got a captain's hat.
I will put the eye patch over my asshole, my little
Hello,
asshole.
We are not available now. Please
I want
leave
the damn rubber
name.
Boot.
And then my foot.
You're supposed to send me, and then I'll take a picture with that.
Listen, this damn person doesn't want to answer. I swear to God. I guess it is kind of late. It's like 7 o'clock at night. That's not too out of line if you're looking for a job.
Where they live at? Where they live at? Most people never call them business after 5, dude. You're lucky you ever hear anybody call after 3 or 4.
It's in... It's in Ontario.
Canada?
Yeah, Canada. Hello, Zef Big Faison. Hello?
Yes, this is Faison.
Oh, hello, Faison. My name is Eddie Cross, and I'm calling from the grocery store. You apply for work?
I didn't apply for any grocery store.
I need to speak to Faison. You applied for
a
job. You applied for a job.
I am Faison.
You applied for a job, Faison.
Which company is this, sir?
This is with grocery store machines.
I'm sorry, which store is this? I can't hear you.
Grocery store machine.
I'm actually not really interested in this.
Well, listen,
really sorry to
I'll pay you $10.50 an hour for to be a cashier.
Okay.
You think it's a good idea now?
Yes. Sorry, can you tell me the name of the store one more time?
We're opening a brand new store. It's called Grocery Store Machine.
Can you tell me where this is located, the store?
It's going to be in Toronto, and we're opening in 3 business days. Brand new. We're putting in all the things. You know, I got construction people 24 hours a day. We got big spotlights on the building and everything. It's going to be done, and we need good cashier, and I see your resume here. You're a stellar young man. You're a mechanical engineer student, huh? I like that. I was a mechanical engineer student, but I dropped out myself. But I know. I took 2 years of mechanical engineering.
Okay.
Yeah. So listen, I'll pay you $10.50 an hour. You come down that little ass of yours and do some cashiering. What do you think? You get to touch the money and everything, all right?
I'm just wondering, is this in Mississauga or?
Yeah, it's Mississauga. Yep. We're opening Grocery Store Machine. Don't you understand what I'm saying? Listen, we're opening a brand new grocery store called Grocery Store Machine. And I want you to be a cashier that pays $10.50 an hour. Why are you just like, Do you understand now?
I just can't hear you. The connection was breaking up for.
Are you Turkish?
No, I'm Canadian.
Oh, that's disgusting.
I'm sorry?
You're disgusting people.
Excuse me?
That you're disgusting people. I'm looking at the rest of the resume and I see Islam this and, Muslim that, and no, there's no need for that here.
Sorry, who is this?
This is Eddie Cross and I'm with Grocery Store Machines and I just changed my mind about you.
Fine, whatever.
Because you are not a clean person.
You're not a human.
Oh, really?
You're not a human. I just saw it. It says you're subhuman. I just figured it out. Yeah, this position is for humans only.
Goodbye.
Okay, bye.
Sad nigger.
he mumbled something at the end, but I hung up. All right.
You could have told him to shut that kid the fuck up.
True. True. Here's one more that I'll get to. Lonesome is here. Milkman, your favorite.
And you should have told him that it was in his butt, boy. Yeah. When he wanted to know where it's located. It's in your butt, boy. It's in your butt.
Michelle, you...
Now, how did you spell her name? That name, that was like a man's name there. Yeah. I thought hers was spelled with a P or something.
Well, that F-A-I-Z-A-N, Faizan.
Is the Turkish lady? She got the same name?
Yeah, same name, but he said Faizan or something.
I thought hers would start with a P. Okay, I never understood that then.
I don't know. Well, here's Michelle Yu speaking of nice little sexy Asians, right? Laugh track.
Right.
Hillock.
Right.
Yeah, here we go. She's a sexy little Asian looking for the same.
Like the ones that have been mopping up my urine for weeks.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking.
You pee on the floor on purpose?
I peed in the bed on accident.
Did you ever pee accidentally in their face on purpose?
No, I shit the bed. I shit my pants. That's like the worst.
Was that the Four Loko night?
No. Since I was there, I didn't do anything in the rehab place. Oh. It was
now yours. Did your unit have like the personal amenities, like you know, like a microwave or anything like that?
There was a microwave in like a day room.
You see, now this would be the thing. You could accidentally on purpose take a shit in there, and then, you know, this would be actually a great episode.
Accidentally on purpose.
In the microwave.
Mm-hmm. Accidentally on purpose, Milkman?
Yeah, it has to happen in the microwave,
though. I don't think I could have got my ass up there.
You got to pull the microwave down. Come on, man.
And take a picture of it as it's smoking.
Tell the nurse to pull it down.
Nicely.
Hey,
would it be the ideal situation if you shit on a paper plate and then put it in the microwave?
Good idea. That's what I did.
Yeah, that there, you can serve it for all your friends, you know, divide it up like a pot. Yeah.
You got to drip a little water on top of it. Drip a little water on top of it so it cooks well.
A little bit of water.
Yeah, a few drops of water.
They had a bulletin board in the hallway, and I put up the phone losers yard sale sign.
Nice.
And the pool's closed with the Afro guy. And the little kid thing with the lost frog. And they stayed up for weeks.
Oh, she's not answering this one. This would have been interesting. She's got basic conversational proficiency in French and Cantonese.
You could have tested that out.
Yeah. Yeah. Milkman, you know those dirty terms in French? Le chat or whatever it is. What is it? Le chat?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The cat. The kitty. All right.
The cat.
We are moving on here with a little bit of Lonesome Loser number stuff. 5 Spice Seafood and Wine Bar. They have 5 spices there. That's all they got. Let's call them.
Hashtag fun with burning lesions.
Well, 5 spice is actually a type of spice. It's, you know, like a mixture.
Oh, yeah. Spice number 5.
Thank you for calling 5 Spice. How can I help you?
Is this composition spice number 5? Hello? Did she really just hang up?
What is the spices that they have? That's what you want to know. What spices do they have?
She was like, I don't want to talk to no compositions.
I don't want to talk no composition shit.
Thank you for calling 5 Spice. How can I help you?
Is this spice composition supplement number 5? Hello?
Hello?
Is this spice complimentation supplement number 5?
No, this is a 5 Spice Seafood and Winery.
Okay, all right. Now, which, let me guess, your spices are black pepper, green pepper, salt, cinnamon, and nutmeg.
I actually don't know what's in our 5 Spice.
Well, can we find out? Because I have an allergy.
Okay, one moment, please.
All right, honey.
Black green pepper.
Green pepper.
The spice green pepper.
Beautiful. I'd buy like a dehydrated green pepper spice. That'd be probably really fucking good.
Oh. I hate green peppers.
Well, whatever.
They could do the sun-dried like they do the tomatoes, you know?
Oh, sun-dried. Yeah, yeah.
But that'd be extra and then, gross.
And you fry them.
Right, and then roll them in adobo.
Battered and fried, Hillock, you wouldn't do it? I would.
Battered and fried.
Fuck yeah, roll them in adobo, man.
Yeah. You never done the stuffed green peppers, man? With the
I can't get down with them.
Taco meat.
Oh, man, the best are with deer meat. I think we got hung up on. Did we lose her? No, we didn't.
She put us on hold. She's getting a man on the phone.
Infinite hold.
She's walking through the whole place.
Can I talk to them the next time to ask if they're affiliated with the Spice Television Network?
Okay, yeah.
Or Spice. Oh, ask them about the Spice Girl. That's what she's one of the Spice Girls. Was it Posh Pushy and what was the Wild Man Scary?
The Spice Video hey, Network's better.
The Spice Girl. Spice Girl.
Are you ready for the Five Spices?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to write it down here. Green pepper?
All right, it's Szechuan peppercorn.
Yeah.
You got ground cloves.
Okay.
Ground cinnamon.
Okay.
You got a couple star anise.
Anises? What? Star anise.
What's that?
Star anise. It's called star. Okay. It's pronounced star anise.
Okay.
All right, and?
And then, what's the last one? Cinnamon cloves.
You're just making this up.
Szechuan peppercorn. Star. Yeah. What's the last one? Fennel seeds.
That's not a spice.
Huh?
That's not a spice.
I'm sorry?
That's not a spice, really. What is it?
Well, that's what I said. We Google it, so.
All right, no salt in it? Oh, gee, it's really loud there, asshole. Fuck that. God,
does the star anise really smell like an ass?
They transferred us to the back, I think. Here's...
Are you
calling him back?
Yeah.
Star anise is like smells like an ass.
No, I want to ask about the spice.
I got a popular star here. Janet James.
Shh. Matt's calling.
Thank you for calling Five Spice. How can I help you?
Yes, hello. I'm with Television Network, and I was wondering, are you guys involved with the Spice Television Network?
No.
You're not at all involved with them?
I really don't know, honestly.
I think the correct answer would be, I'll check. So why don't you do that?
Okay, hold on, please.
Thank you.
Man, they got really, it's really fucking loud there. I'm going to call a five.
God damn, listen to the horsepower on that vibrator she's running, dude. Listen to that son of a bitch.
It's a three-phase.
Fucking A, dude. That's an eight-cylinder, man.
Three-phase vibrator. Imagine.
Yeah. No, it's ultra current. It's hooked up to a bunch of capacitors.
All right. We'll keep her on hold while we do this one.
And Mr. Obvious.
Hello there.
Hello. Hello. Hey. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, we are really busy right now, and my manager actually isn't in to answer my question.
Oh, Jesus. Can you tell me when you expect him in?
I'm sorry?
When do you expect him in, Sugar Dust?
When do I expect him to come in?
Yes.
He'll just be here tomorrow around, probably 2 or 3 o'clock would be okay to call?
2 in the afternoon. All right. Okay. You know, if you just put a bug in his ear and just, let him know somebody's calling to see if you guys are involved with the Spice Television Network.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, sweetie. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Very nice, sir. All right, cool.
They call
the
sugar.
The five spices is the famous Chinese spice that they cooked with in ages immemorial. That's the mix that they use for that type of food. What, Cantonese, I think?
Cantonese, yes. Cantonese.
I believe so, yeah. The five spice, if I'm not mistaken.
Bullshit. It's really the star anus.
Anus.
That's the big ass.
Yeah, what does a star's anus smell like? Doesn't it smell like a regular anus, or is it... spectacular.
It's a star. It depends what kind of star you're talking about. It's like a star in the sky.
Thanks for calling Five Guys Oregon City. This is Noah. How may I help you?
Hey, boy. How you doing? Hey.
How you doing?
This is the place that, listen, I had a little bit of a miscommunication. Now, I'm at home now drinking my Five Guys soda.
Okay.
But I went there for French fries, and they said that you guys stopped doing the all-you-can-eat French fries.
Where are you located, sir?
Well, I'm at home, you know?
I know a Nevada number popped up.
Yeah, it's my cell phone.
Oh, okay, yeah. We don't do all-you-can-eat French fries, sir.
Yeah, but you used to be able to come and get the Aloha Burger, and you had all endless French fries and stuff. And I sat down with my first order, large French fries, and I had my malt vinegar and everything ready and my ketchup. And I sat and I sat, and the woman was cleaning the tables, and I said, hey, where's, can you get me another damn order of French fries? I've been sitting here. And she gave me attitude.
Okay.
Yeah, and then she started, like, she was using a cloth or whatever to clean the tabletops. And she started doing it on my table, and I was still eating. I still had my ketchup and my malt vinegar out.
Okay, may I ask what store you were at, sir?
Oregon City.
Okay. And may you describe this this lady to me, sir?
Sassy African-American.
African-American. We don't have anyone that's African American, sir.
Why is that?
Employee wise?
Well, she was ethnic or something. I don't know if she was black or what. Was she like Asian maybe? She had like these Asian.
Maybe, was she short?
Yeah.
Hispanic maybe?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
She's colored.
Okay.
All right. So when did you guys get rid of the all-you-can-eat French fries? That's not worth it now.
We never had all-you-can-eat French fries.
Oh, yeah, you have. I've been there. I had the Aloha Burger and all-you-can-eat French fries. Endless. They keep bringing them until you tell them to stop.
Aloha Burger?
Yep.
We don't have an Aloha Burger either, sir.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you put a piece of pineapple, grilled pineapple on top of it.
Oh, are you talking about Hawaiian time?
Yeah, whatever. It's called Aloha Burger.
This is Five Guys, sir.
No. I'm calling Five Guys. Yeah, you've got the red and white interior and all the stuff on the walls, all the newspaper clippings.
Yeah.
Five Guys. That's there. And I had the Aloha Burger there last time and endless French fries.
Is it all the way?
Yeah, and jalapeno bites.
Okay.
I want them back.
Okay,
can you take an order? I want one order of jalapeno bites. One order of tater tots.
We don't carry tater tots either, sir.
Oh, you should.
So here's my question, sir.
Uh-huh.
What exactly was your issue today?
This sassy black lady said she wasn't going to get me my fries, my more French fries. The Puerto Rican woman, whatever she is.
Okay.
I don't appreciate it. So put her on the phone.
She's not here.
What's her phone number then?
May I ask your name, sir?
This is Eddie.
Eddie?
Eddie Cross.
Okay, Eddie Cross.
Yeah, what was her name?
Sandra.
Sandra what?
Sandra, let me see here. H. Sandra H.
Sandra H.
I can look up her Hernandez, I believe.
All right, so I'm going to put that down here, and then what's her phone number? I need this for the paperwork. This is for the lawsuit. I need all this information.
If you want to call back, you can speak with my general manager, sir.
Well, I'm subpoenaing you, and I'm going to hold you in contempt of court if you don't give this to me. What's your name?
My name's Noah, sir.
Noah what?
Noah A.
Noah A?
Yes.
What's your last name?
Aguilar, sir.
And what's your date of birth?
I'm not going to give you that information.
What about your social security number?
Not going to give you that information either.
Can you get the last four digits of it?
Nope, nothing.
I'll give you mine.
Nope, I'm all right. I'm all right with that. What I will do, though,
6049.
I will write down your number. I will write down your name.
All right.
I will have my general manager call
you. Hey! Can you take a message for your general manager?
Yes, I can take a message for my general manager.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Line one, general manager, comma.
Okay.
Line number two. I order you to give me the full information of, and what was your name?
Noah, sir.
Noah. and Ms. Hernandez, including social security number, address, date of birth, personal references, resume.
So what I will do is write down your number,
employment
your
history file. I'm not done dictating to you, boy.
And, okay.
Do you have access to the employee files?
Yes, I do, and I am not going to
Let's
give
go
them
look
to
at
you.
Them. I'll give you some money.
And
we
what
can
I will do,
them.
As I've said before, sir,
dang.
I will give you
If you let name. Me look, if you let me look at the employee files, I'll suck your dick.
I can't do that. I'm
suck,
sorry.
I'll
I can't
suck
do
your
that.
Dick in the office. I'll suck your dick. He's done.
Damn, he hurry up and ran to the office, man. I swear. That's pretty good.
Read the chat, because I said you start fucking with him about his stutter.
He was stuttering.
That's a good thing.
Before, keep a pig pig.
Yeah. You stuttering, mumbling fuck. Open your ears.
Timbers. Corey says.
Corey. Yeah. Okay, that's Five Guys. And as you can see, I've been there recently. I love Five Guys. Good place.
It's adventure. Right. It's a pretty good joint.
Yeah, the fries are awesome. I know they don't have all you can eat fries. Thank you for stating the obvious. I was just trying to be an idiot on purpose.
Maybe you can get Jack Masterson to call one of these places.
Yeah, but I bet you, dude, an Aloha burger at Five Guys sounds good. If they grill just a piece of pineapple and put it on top, I'd be good as fuck. I'd
give it one the hula popper.
Was that one of your drug strains, Milkman? You and Hillock here doing drugs, talking drugs. Oh, yeah, these pills are good, man. They make you horny, and you go to sleep, and you wake up like nothing happened.
With a boner.
Yeah. That was
woke
you.
Up with a phoner.
Good evening, it's on our street girl. Oh, my gosh, we go.
Yeah, hey, listen, I left my pills over there, man.
Okay.
I left these pills, man. They're awesome, man. Can you find out if anyone left the yellow pill bottle there? The label, I took the label off, but don't be concerned. That was just an accident. But man, these pills are awesome. And you go, you take one, you go to sleep, you get so messed up, and you don't remember what happened the next morning, you know? You go to sleep all
horny. Are you sure? I haven't had anything like that turned into me. Are you sure you have the right number?
Yeah, look in the toilet, in the bathroom. This is Apple, Manzana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Manzana, yeah. Can you go to the men's room and look in there and see?
I can't.
Come on, honey. Come on. Come on, I need these pills. I'll give you some money. This is important. Come on.
Okay, I'm going to have to put you on hold, and I'll get a manager, and he can look for you.
Because, listen, these pills get you really messed up, and I lay in bed, and I just look at the ceiling, you know, I see cars.
That's great. Sir, do you mind holding so I can get a manager, and he can look for you?
A big boner. Yeah, go ahead. All right, we're on hold.
Big boner.
Big boner.
Dude, that'd be awesome, a pill you can lay down and see colors and get a big boner, man.
That's some good weed.
Just have a woman ride you. That'd be awesome. That's the pill I need. That's my birthday pill right there. A pill that will get you really high and let you see colors and you just lay there and have a massive erection. You can't tell me you're...
This is Robert. I'm going
to
help you.
Yeah, I'm looking for those pills, man. Go to the bathroom and see if they're there.
I'm sorry?
Listen, Lysol was going to leave some pills in the bathroom, and then I was going to leave some money in there.
Well, you got the wrong number.
Well, this is Manzana.
Yeah, but we don't do that. No one's
going to
leave money.
Well, no, you're not doing that. No, listen, I left $500, and then he was supposed to leave the pills there, but I don't want to come down if they're not there yet. Can you check to see if my money's there, or if he...
No, we don't do that. You're mistaken.
We made a deal.
All right, thanks.
Come on, it's the boner pills. Oh, man.
Lysol, fucking pussy.
Lysol.
Mr. Clean. Lysol, Mr. Clean.
Right.
The nefarious Lysol is back at it again on Madhouse Radio. He's on...
UK Godfather sending me all these messages.
Shut up, Godfather. What do you want? What does he want?
I don't know. Keep on locking.
He's blocked. I block him. I don't want him on because he always makes noise and stuff, man. I don't care. Every time he's like, I fixed it. I know how to do it now. And then all you hear is the whole time.
Holy shit. MK Ultra.
Removal from contact. There he is. Bye, UK Godfather.
Here, I got a bunch of restaurants here. Here's a UK number from last week. Brian Cambridge.
Mm. MK Ultra, baby.
Yeah,
Superman.
MK Ultra. Project Paperclip coming at you.
Project Paperclip. MK Ultra. Yeah, that was the LSD experiment.
I sure could use one person being kicked out of the chat room.
Oh, hey, listen, I'm calling on behalf of the MK Ultra agency, and I'm going to offer you some these little stamps you put under your tongue, and I'm going to take notes of how they affect you.
Somebody get kicked out so I can get back.
Oh, he's hanging right up, this young man. Hang on.
That was fantastic timing. I got 2 beers and 2 milligrams of Ativan.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Ativan. You're going to be nice and toasty.
I had 4 earlier. I'm damn serving these 90 pills well.
Fire.
All right, moving right along. I wasn't able to upgrade the IRC on the fly. I put the upgrade in, but
yeah,
it takes some time.
Yeah, that was pretty dope. I'm on it.
Yeah.
I appreciate it, buddy.
Michael Williams in the UK. Let's give him a call.
Somebody bought me unlimited UK calls for a year. I don't know.
Welcome to voicemail. The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the tone.
Wait, I can call that again and again.
Alright, try a minute again.
Hello?
Yes, hi. I'm putting on my friend Matt. Matt, go ahead, Matt.
Hey there, Sugar Dolly. How you doing? How are you, Steven? Doing well? How's everything treating you?
Hello, huh? Ma'am, are you there? Want to talk to us? Guess not. I'm sorry. I thought you said you wanted to do that one. That's why I didn't say anything. My bad.
No, I didn't know what it was.
Oh, yeah. True. That's my fault. I'm stupid. Michael Brown in the UK.
I heard the chat real quick. I was like, did you type something in Skype? But you were that one stupid cunt's going to pick up the phone in 10 hours.
The person you have called is unavailable. Please leave a message after the
call. Oh, voicemail girls. Sorry to me.
Voicemail girls. Girl. You having fun there, Matt? You okay, man? Sound
I'm
like you're
fucking rocking and rolling, dude.
You sound
having a
good.
Great time.
Awesome. Okay. I'm looking at Request a Prank again here. Here's one from Porch Monkey. Porch Monkey sends him a request. Let's see what it is. Gas station. That's it. That's all we got. Gas station. All right. Good. Thanks, Porch Monkey. Thanks for nothing. Appreciate it.
You really went out of your way to build on that.
You really went out of your way to help out. Okay, we'll get to a gas station. Thank you. And Enigma 420 reminded me in a request to prank that IRC is full again. Thank you. All right, yeah. All right, great. Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate the request of pranks. Very good. UK Godfather sends in a number for a 2002 Chevy Silverado with plow included. All right.
I took him off my Skype thing, so he can't bother me no more.
What was he begging you to tell?
He was just like, why didn't I get on? He didn't, like, hear my numbers were bad or something.
They are. They're bad. He's got bad numbers. Usually. Easy, Godfather. I don't want you on right now. Matt's on because he's special.
Thanks, buddy. Coming back like a champ after getting diagnosed with a horrible...
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Milkman's a really bad night for the calls. Not a lot of them are kicking in. I'm losing it.
Are we using old numbers or are these new ones that the man's pulling up?
They're new ones. They're just a little weak, you know.
Oh, yeah.
A little weak.
You have that occasionally.
Yeah. Squatty got to chatter up. Chatter up.
Hello.
How are you?
Yeah.
You got that Chevy Silverado. Hey, can you tell those people to shut up? Hello. What the hell? What are you doing?
Who's that?
I'm calling about the Silverado with the plow.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, where are you? Are you out at Jungle Gems or something? Where are you?
No, I'm in Bristol.
Oh, yeah? Well, listen. Why would I need a plow right now? I don't understand.
Say that again.
Why would I need a plow this time of year? I don't understand.
Why would you need a plow this time of year?
Yeah, that's pretty stupid. What is that about? Why would I care that you have a plow? Huh?
Is that sarcastic or?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's sarcastic. Yeah.
Where are you anyway?
I'm in Bristol. My name is Dave Corin. I'm from here in Connecticut.
Yeah. Are you commercial? Do you commercial?
Well, I'm independently wealthy now that my dad passed away, and I cashed in some of his stocks, and I want to start a business. Damn it.
Well, it's kind of like the plow came with a truck. I paid $28,000 in 2002. There's nothing wrong with the truck. I'm a one owner.
Yeah.
Got 100,000 miles on it.
Okay. Now, what color is it? A nice feminine color? Yes, I like to drive cars with feminine colors.
Who is this?
My name is Dave KDK Corin.
What do you mean feminine colors, dude?
You know, like, what color is it? What color is the truck?
It's like a grayish. It's a metallic gray. It's a sharp. It's a Chevy. If you know anything about Chevys.
Oh, yeah.
In 2002, they made a, it's like a metallic gray. It's more like a silver, like a coin, like a quarter, a dime.
So it's pretty feminine, right? It's a feminine car.
If you consider that feminine, yeah, it's feminine.
Yeah,
as much as you think it is.
How much did you? How long did you drive it for?
I've been the one owner. I've been driving it since 2002. So what that makes it 11 years old.
So you drove it for 11 years around like a feminine man inside a feminine truck, honking your horn and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
At people, yeah.
And never beat on it. I did no commercial accounts. I plowed. The reason why I bought it, I used to have to shovel my father's driveway.
Yeah, would you show your skirt to people when you were at stop signs? Would you, like, say, oh, I'm wearing a skirt, and, you know? Show them.
A skirt?
Would you tell them, you would get to a red light and there was someone next to you and you pull down your window and you would say, hey, guess what? I'm wearing a skirt. And then you drive off in the big truck.
Oh, I race somebody?
Well, no, you just tell them that you're wearing a skirt, you know, and you wink at them.
Are you gay or something, dude?
No, I'm just curious about some things.
If I pull up on the side of somebody, I'm driving a pickup truck. I'm a manly guy.
Uh-huh.
I got a plow on the truck. I'm plowing snow. I'm not going to roll my window down and ask them if they think I'm feminine. No, I don't go around doing that shit.
Well, you could tell them, you just tell them as a joke. It's just joking. You say, I'm wearing a skirt, you know?
I'm wearing a skirt?
Hey, yeah,
you wear a skirt while you're driving a truck?
No, I don't, but it'd be funny. And then you take a sip out of out of your soda and you wink at them.
Out of my what?
Like you're drinking a big gulp soda and you take a sip out of
it? No, I don't drink soda. I drink beer.
All right, then you take a sip of beer while you're driving and you drive off. Yeah, and you like wink at them and you say, I'm wearing a skirt like that, and you drive off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you start plowing the snow. And you like tell the people that you plow.
You ever plowed snow before?
Yeah, I plowed ass. But that's what you do. You say, hey, I've got a lot of experience plowing ass, so I'm here to plow your snow. And then you'd wink at him and take a sip of your drink and then start plowing the snow.
What kind of ass?
You know, like a man's ass. You tell him, like, I like to plow man's ass, and I'm going to plow your snow all over this fucking place. Yeah.
Is this kind of some kind of fucking joke, or where are you at?
No, I really want this. I really want this truck that you got.
Yeah, well, where are you located?
I'm in Newberry.
Millberry?
Newberry. Newberry?
Middlebury? Like Southberry?
Newberry.
Where's that at?
Oh, it's close to Oldberry. Do you know where Dingleberry is? Hello? I lost him on the Oldberry.
The Oldberry. Yeah. I thought the Oldberry was
hard. That was pretty dumb. I should have said it's by Dingleberry.
I think Dingleberry.
You think he would have known what Dingleberry is? I don't think. Let's try to call him again.
He was already like, what are you, queer some?
What are you, fag?
Are you calling him back?
Yeah.
Is some kind of joke or something?
Phone network error. No.
Look, man, he can be his lawyer.
Newberry.
All right, I can be his boyfriend.
I forgot what time. Hello?
Yeah, what happened?
No, you hung up on me. I was talking.
I didn't do a damn thing, dude. I'm standing still.
Oh, do you know where Dingleberry is?
Come on, dude. Cut to the chase.
No, I want the truck. I want to see you driving around.
I'm going to talk for a living, okay? I've been in construction all my life. There's no fucking Dingleberry in Connecticut.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
Cut to the fucking chase.
All right. Well, will you come plow?
Just I live in Bristol County. Tell him that we want to make flip do it.
I want to see you driving around in the parking lot, you know, like you're working with it, like you're plowing. I want to see how it runs, how it looks, you know, how good it looks on you. I want
Will he do donuts around us while he has sex in the snow?
Yeah, like in a school parking lot, maybe you can just go around and put the window down and be like, woo-woo, like that. You can do like that. You can say, woo-woo, you know?
And have a sip of that big gulp soda.
Yeah, I just want to see how I'm going to look in it.
Wearing a skirt.
Are you there, buddy?
What do you want me to wear, a skirt?
Well, just say you're wearing a skirt.
Just say.
Yeah. Just say, I'm wearing a skirt, and then, like, do, like, the shush thing, you know, with one finger on your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah, like a dirty little secret.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm done. I'm done, sir. Thanks. Bye.
And then do a little laugh just like that.
Yes.
We'll just, it'll be our dirty...
Say my name is KD.
It'll be our
this is our wish on our wedding day.
It'll be our dirty little secret, all right?
Whatever you want to do, dude. You want to meet up and take a look at the truck? Are you serious or not?
Yeah, I'm serious. I'm in New Milford.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I live in...
Okay.
And if you take 202 to 6, follow 6 all the way into Bristol, through Terryville, Plymouth, and all that...
Okay.
We can meet up. You want to take a look at the truck.
When can you be there?
What's that?
When can you be there?
When can I be there?
Yeah. Can you be there tonight?
When can you be here?
I can be there as soon as 10 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to look at it tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, we do. I do, yes. Okay?
All right. Yeah, it's not a problem. It's right in the light. You can look it over. I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with it. There's minor problems. There's a brake line that's got to be done. The plow needs a little touch-up. It's 11 years old. It's a Fisher, minute mount.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is sound. I'm a one-owner. I never went four-wheeling with it. I did no commercial accounts. I did my parents' driveway and little driveways with it, so it wasn't beaten whatsoever.
Why didn't you do commercial accounts? Why? You can handle it?
For one, I work construction, and I made time to do my parents and next door neighbors when I got out of work, when it was good, you know, timing for me.
When you're a convicted sex offender, you can't go to people's door and say, hey, can I plow yourself? You know what I'm saying?
Who's that talking?
Oh, that's Matt. He's my partner.
I'm his partner. Soon to be husband.
Are you serious or
well,
taking a look at this truck or what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'll be there in 30 minutes. I'll call you when I'm there and you come out and we'll go over it, okay?
Are you serious?
Heck yes. Absolutely. Yes, I am.
So why are you playing games and talking all this fucking bullshit? How old are you?
I'm 42.
I'm 53, and I don't play games. I got a 21-year-old and an 8-year-old kid.
All right. Well, Milkman
Milkman
is here, and he doesn't play games either.
All right. Well, the way you're talking to me, Dingleberry and all that other happy horse shit, I don't go for it. But if you're serious, you know how to get to Route 6, right?
Yep.
Hit 6, go through Terryville, come down till you get to Burger King in Bristol. And give me a holler there, and I'll give you directions to get to where I'm at.
That'll be brilliant. We'll have a truck full of happy horse shit coming your way.
You're going to have a what?
A truck full of happy horse shit, because I know you love it. And can I meet your youngest child?
My child?
The youngest one, the whatever. Still in one number of years, I believe.
Yeah, she's 8 years old, yeah.
Yeah.
And whatever you
You know what I mean?
Don't knock my kid. You know what? That's my family. You can say whatever you want.
Sir, I'm not knocking her. I'm sure she's a little princess.
I
just want to meet her. I just want to lie to meet her and say hello.
Hey, little girl, like that. And give her some Cheez-Its. Have her eat Cheez-Its out of my hand. Like a little baby bird.
You know, right upside the van, the big sliding door, just eating out of our hands.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. We want her to say hi to Uncle Matt and Uncle Carlito.
He's gone. We didn't even mention Uncle Slippy Fist.
So that was like awkward moment number 4, I think. What was a really weird awkward moment I gave him? The hell was it? The skirt thing, the shisha thing with the skirt. That was kind of creepy.
Thing is weird.
You want me to wear a skirt?
A skirt?
He like, he just blew by him that he was going to do donuts around
school parking lot.
Snowplowing while we fucked the snow. Finally got married.
He was playing games. Wow, man. He was hanging in. He was finally, what the hell that craziness was about, man.
We were going to have a
chase. Finally had enough of it.
A school parking lot. He was going to do donuts in the school parking lot with the snowplow on August 8th. He was going to pull up next to us and say, I have a skirt. Shh. And drive off again.
Man, that's just funny to think of it. Because he seemed like a real crotchety, mean old bastard.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
So, you're happy horse shit. I ain't got no time for it.
Yeah. That's, you know, I'm just remembering a long story. This, on parking lots, you know, usually once a week, this weird, like, vacuum car comes by and vacuums up all the shit that people leave in the parking lots.
What's that?
Oh, that's someone calling. Hang on. Hello.
Yeah, I'm watching.
What?
Are you heading out?
Yeah. Yeah, we're heading out. Why?
Is there everybody?
Hello?
I just want to make sure you're not going to waste my time.
No, I'll be there.
You're in New Milford?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're talking close to an hour to get here.
Yeah, but I'm just putting on my shoes and glasses. My name's Dave.
It was my shoes and my glasses. Yeah. I'll waste that daughter's time.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
I guess I've got to take your word. Well, I guess I gotta take your word for it. I mean,
Look, you know, I gotta buy this plow. You're gonna drive it around for us, and I'm gonna give you cash money.
Yeah, we'll go around the block. I'll hook the plow on, and you know, show that everything works. Okay. I mean, like I said, it's a one-owner truck. There's not a wrong. It's regular maintenance. It needs tires. That's all it needs right now, and it needs a brake line.
All right, listen, I understand. You already told me all this.
It needs a rear brake light.
Yeah.
All right, well, get your ass in gear and call me.
All right, then. Bye. I'll see you. Bye.
Talking about your ass.
God, he just wants to keep talking about
you need
how
to know what you need to know what brand of tobacco is, you know.
He keeps wanting to know.
You would have sealed the deal if you whipped out a package of mail pouch or Levi Garrett.
Levi Garrett. He keeps wanting us to know, you know, how awesome the fucking truck and the plow is, and how it just needs a little bit of work. It's like, shut up
already.
He broke
him down to where he started spinning, like there's things wrong with it in the end. Like, and this time, you know, oh, we're going to turn these tires, but just before that, he said it needed a brake line.
He said a rear brake light.
That's out, yeah.
It was the only problem before it.
Yeah.
The problems are creeping in.
They are. That's what I'm going to tell him. We got to keep calling him. See how long we can string them along.
Is there anything else to not tell them?
You're going to tell me 3 owners before we get done with this.
I'm hoping I can get him to the point where he hooks up the plow and everything. Like I'm saying, like I'm almost there. He's like, all right, I just chained it up right now.
Like then, like you know, you're on your way and you're broke down. Can you come and pick us up so we can see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
For a place on the highway or something.
Anyway, we could send him to KDK's house. I told him New Milford. That's where KDK lives. So,
oh, hell.
Yeah.
There you go.
And it was New something. That's why I was saying New Barry. I didn't know what New. I knew it's New something.
New Dingleberry.
New Dingleberry. Eat Dingleberry. Okay. Well, that was a UK Godfather call that actually worked out there. Very good. Godfather has sent in numbers that are pretty good in the past, one or two.
He seems like a dude. He just
weird.
He's not good at timing.
No, he is not. He is not. Okay, Nunu reminding us tonight. Nunu's ideas as usual. He's sending in. Let's see here.
Pensioner.
I'm wearing skirt.
Duke calls about the porn filter. You remember reminding us that we're from BT and we need to know what porn they like. So we can block it. Okay. Going back to request a print.
Yeah, good. Upgrading everybody for free to optical.
Optical.
Right. Everybody's getting fiber optic for tomorrow. Whether you like it or not, we're going to be there.
What do you mean fiber optic? What are you talking about? Them? The UK?
Fiber optic. Wasn't that some hacker dude's handle?
Yeah, man. We're up in the internet connection, you know, beyond T1. We'll do fiber optic, and this is mandatory. Everybody has to take this. This is a government-wide policy by BT Central.
Beautiful.
Make sure you be there. Are you awake?
Beautiful.
We'll be there in 20 minutes. Get our tea ready.
We got to turn on the generator outside.
Exactly. Doors unlocked.
Unlock all the doors, open all the windows.
Right. You got to make sure the dog's away. Dog or the cat get out. They need to be chained down.
Yeah.
Like you're wearing a skirt. You're a lot of little cigarettes.
Wow.
Swoosh that skirt.
That reminds me when I was doing tech support and I was the only Spanish speaker. So whenever someone called for help in Spanish, they would put them through to me. And this Puerto Rican lady called and her internet wasn't working. And I told her to close all her windows. I was going to send a signal to her box to try to restart it. And she thought I meant to close all the windows in the house. And she ran around the whole house closing every single window.
And you son of a bitch.
And I just let her do it. I like, oh. Yeah, I was like, oh, you got
it. I liked a couple of those calls we did in the past where you got them to flip the lights on and off and shit. Turn the lights off. We need you to leave that off the rest of the day.
Yeah.
The fuck was we calling that, man? You had them doing all kinds of stuff with the lights.
Turn
off all the breakers.
Yeah, I've done that, and then Brad's done that. I got that idea from him, the 7-Eleven ones. But there was also, Jin did that with, Ted Webb, the Indian restaurant, also kind of like that.
Ouch.
Yeah, it's like a whole half hour of prank calls. Like, and then they call back to offer them a credit, and he tells them it's like going to be $30. He's like, $30? We shut down our restaurant the whole day. You said you were going to compensate us. You know, it's like this Indian guy all upset. Yeah. Yeah, maybe I'll play that end of the show. All right.
Now I didn't realize it that long, man. But I guess you're right. That's right. It did. It was a multi-parter.
Yes, it was. Crazy fucker says the Department of Homeland Security approves. Okay, whatever, man. Whatever you say, bro. Yeah, but anyway, I let her close all the windows, and I just laughed. She's like sending her son, hey, go close the one down there, and all this shit. They're shuffling around, closing windows. Like, I hear them closing, and she's like, is it ready? Like, now? Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, thanks, sure. Anyway.
That's a nice drink.
Maybe she thought my modem signal was going to come inside through the window and attack them or something. I don't know why she actually, maybe that's what she thought.
We found penises on your computer.
Yeah, sending a signal.
I like that Texas lady there.
Peckers.
Peckers. And they're talking to them.
Hello? 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 They heard talking.
This is the Booger Man.
Here's someone who's selling a taser. Taser and stun guns for sale.
Right on.
Can you own, like, stun guns? Well, not like the ones that shoot out.
I
want
to ask them if they'll be helpful in my rig.
Can you buy the ones that shoot out that the cops have with the little things?
That's an actual taser, yeah.
Yeah.
Stun guns are just things.
You touch them against the skin, yeah. But I mean, like, yeah. So, yeah, I mean the ones with the little darts that come flying at you. Yeah, okay.
We only got Raven.
No.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey. Oh, sorry. There's two of us on here.
Yep.
Are you the one with the shocking guns that puts the girls to sleep?
With the who?
The shocking shotguns.
With the
shocking guns.
Oh, a taser?
Yeah,
I have them.
Are you going for sale?
Yeah, they go for $20 each.
$20, and they shoot out like a gun and go into them, and they fall down and go to sleep.
Yeah. No, these not the one that you got to touch them with it to shock them. They're not the one that shoot out.
You got to touch them, so it's not a taser.
Yeah, it's not the one that you shoot out, it's the one that you touch them with it. It got 15 million volts.
But if you touch them with it, are they going to go down?
Yeah, the one second, they're going to be down on the ground for a while. Five seconds, you might kill them.
Yeah, so like 1 second, and then they drop, and then you can tie them up and do whatever you want with them, right?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that sounds dope, man. That's science working for us one time, you know?
So why do you want to get some?
Hell yeah. I really want some one of the shooting ones, though, so I can get them at a bit of a distance. When I see them running around the park or some shit, I could be off in the cut in the bushes and just zap and then drag them in, you know?
Yeah, I don't have that gun.
Are you going to be getting any?
Nah, I don't get that kind. I get the one that you got to touch with.
So you got the ones that you got to put on them.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of thinking, if I got to go up put something on them, I might as well just chuck that bitch.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, dude.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty strong, but I mean, it don't chuck the bitch.
It don't, I'm sorry to waste time. It don't make sense to spend money on it when I can just choke them by the throat, let them know who the man is and who's the boss, you know?
Yeah,
but you stay up, man. I'll hit you back up, and hopefully you got some of them shooter guns, like that laser blast type shit.
He's gone. That'd be awesome. A big plasma gun.
Dude had no qualms about selling this shit to him.
He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Yeah, he's fucking nuts, that guy.
That guy's like trying to sell a stun gun in place of a handheld stun gun and trying to tell you it's a taser. Yeah. And ain't no fucking taser.
I'm like, that ain't a taser.
Yeah, the best you could hope for it would be like one of those cattle prods, is like longer ones, kind of like an end of a stick, but I bet you not. That's why it was funny. You said, might as well go ahead and choke him or slap him.
Yeah. Choke him. If I got to get that close, I'll just choke him out.
Yeah, exactly. Punch him in the nuts and the little nuts. Hitachi coil nail gun. Nail guns are
A funny little picture today.
Nail guns will fuck you up, dude. They're serious.
Nail guns.
I worked in construction, dude. I was general super. They got nail guns.
They use 22 caps.
They've got bigger ones too, dude. I'm telling you, man.
Hey, you got that nail gun? Is it still for sale, honey?
Yes, it is.
Is that you selling it, or is there a man there?
It's me.
Oh, that's cool. How'd you get it? You used to work construction?
No, me and my husband used it just some around the house.
Okay, all right. And he's gone now? Like, you divorced him?
No, he's asleep.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for answering the call. So, I want to hear the nail gun. Like, can you use it real quick? I just want to see how strong it is.
The nail gun? No.
Come on. I want to make sure it works. You can shoot it into the wall real quick. All it goes is like that, you know?
Well, it's not hooked up to a compressor or anything
Go wake up your man if you don't know how.
What now?
Go wake up your man if you don't know how.
He's got to go to work tomorrow.
You're a woman. You don't even know how to do these things. What are you doing up? Are you online? ChristianMingle.com?
No, I was asleep.
Oh, you were? You ever go to ChristianMingle.com or anything like that? Get a little flirty with the men? Yeah, you do. Liar, I can tell. You get a little flirty sometimes. You have your fun skirt you like to work some days, right? Yeah, I hear you. I have my fun skirt, too. Don't tell anyone. It's a secret. Shh. All right? It's our secret. Now you know my secret. Guess what I'm wearing right now? My fun skirt. And I'm lifting it up right now. Shh. Shit. Okay. Very creepy. I'm really I'm really creeped out about seeing a guy wearing a skirt going shh. Oof. All right. Well, UK Godfather, Nail Gun, also. The UK Godfather coming through.
He's did you see the cock punch picture I put in the chat?
No. What do you mean?
Yeah, look in the chat.
A cock punch? Okay, I'll take a look.
Skype. I drew a picture and I wrote cock punch under today for no reason.
Cool. All right, I'm opening it up now. Yeah, we also have a voicemail here that we got to get to if I could. Gets a Google Voice, we'll play it.
Tombstone.
That looks like it'd be a cool tattoo, man. I like that.
I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, cock punch. Maybe I need to get a tattoo one day.
I don't have any either.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably won't get
like
one.
A dork.
Not until I get a kid. I think this guy that called us Milkman about the truck, I think he left a 3-minute voicemail or something like that. He just left it off the hook, I think. Yeah, it's just 3 minutes of silence. That's it. Yeah, Milkman, so you're saying for a nail gun, it actually has to be hooked up to a compressor, like an air compressor and all that shit?
No, you can get them with
they have this kind too, dude. I was muted.
Oh,
I'm saying you better call him back because it's been a little while. He's wondering if you're coming.
All right, I'll
you gotta tell him you broke down on I-5 and then he can come and get you.
Was it I-5 that I said?
I don't know. I'm just making it. I don't know where the hell his call was at. I'm just using that for a reference.
Hang on. Let me do a Google Maps real quick from his town. Shit, where did he say he was? Where is this again? Fuck.
Dingleberry.
No. I'm in Dingleberry.
Newberry. That's what somebody said. Newberry. I don't know who was in Newberry.
Hang on, give me a second. I gotta organize.
Newberry. Yeah. Oldberry. Yeah, some shit.
Right next. Yeah. Blueberry right next. Oldberry. Newberry.
Dingleberry. Captain Crunch's Oops All Berries.
Dingleberry.
Did I?
Dingleberry. Jit.
All right, here it is.
It's an actual gross thing when you think about it.
You like potato chip? Do you like now?
That sounds like a mix. Terrible.
Anyway, give me. I'm pulling up the map right now. He's in Bristol, Connecticut. First of all, he's in Bristol, Connecticut. That's where I'm headed. I'm just trying to find directions from one to the other. Just another second here, guys. Sorry.
I dig Milkman's picture. What is that? A computer decaying?
I don't know. What is that?
It's computer exploding with data bits.
It looks like it looks like fucking
connected.
It looks like the Bill and Ted phone booth to me. That's what I always thought it was. Yeah, I always thought it was like
a computer. It's a computer. Kind of like looks like they kind of like stylized instead of like you know using wires or using data streams and you know, that. It's pretty rad. The picture that's why I've been on there remind me that doing the calls all shit.
It's a neat picture because it looks very much like it was done with an electron microscope or something. Like it's very small.
Electron microscope. Yeah, kind of, right? It's got those weird little things just hanging off. It looks like it's a video still. Is that what it is, Milkman? I mean, where'd you even find something like that?
I don't know. I forget. I was looking for something. When I was populating Jack Masters' page and shit, I pulled up a bunch of images. I think it was from Jack Valente. Somehow a computer image came up, and that's where I got it from.
You searched for Jack Valente, and that came up? Really? Wow, cool.
Well, I was trying to remember. Well, I was populating his Facebook, so I was like starting to look for pictures and shit. That's why his picture on there. I went looking for like images, and that's how he's got a face. He does a lot of calls, and now he's got a face.
Well, yeah, that's you got that Facebook fucking. We should do more with that stuff.
That's what came through is what I pulled a bunch of clips to use. And when I was down for every day, and I was like, oh, sick.
You can get them for like nothing, and they barely will do anything for me. I just want that little blue, like squat, fat blue machine.
Machine, gotcha.
Right. I think it's called an Indigo.
Talking about E-Machine?
No, it's a silicon graphics workstation. It's like all like 3D
shit doing on it.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. Silicon Graphics, there you go. I remember in the late 90s, Silicon Graphics, where everyone was like, oh, you know, Jurassic Park was, you know, made on Silicon Graphics.
Yeah.
And Donkey Kong Country for SNES, same thing. And
a lot of shit on SNES.
Yeah.
And then it, like, had a chip in the N64, I think.
Yeah, N64.
Or, no, ATI had a chip in the 64,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. But whatever. Yeah, I remember being a little dork.
Hang on, I'm calling this back.
Right.
Hello? Hello? I got a driving sound effect.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Tell him I'm on the way.
Jay Ventura.
Hey, Ventura.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, buddy. I'm on my way right now.
You got GPS?
Yeah, what's the address to go to?
That's
15 what?
Yeah, it's right off you.
15 what?
What?
All right, I got you. Lois.
All right, give me a holler when you're here.
All right. Hey, you're going to hook up the plow and everything?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you there.
Bye, buddy.
Bye. God.
I'm coming in my
truck. The fuck was she still with that? He fell for it.
And her funny car.
It sounded like I was in you know what it sounded like? It sounded like I was in my uncle's Jeep in Puerto Rico when I was like seven years old.
After it rained going up the hill that's supposed to be a road up to somebody's house. And they're exactly the way they do in the Virgin Islands. Yeah. The same shit. The Puerto Rican people, man. They're built right on the side of a mountain, man. Yeah. Straight up, dude.
Yeah, that's where my people are from in Puerto Rico. We're in the mountains, so to get up, you're going up fucking steep hills and cliffs and stuff like that. It's so scary. Like, you barely got enough room for two cars going around a cliff that's on a curve on a steep incline, and on the left right-hand side is a massive wall, which is the mountain, and the left-hand side is like a fucking...
It is death.
Death. Yeah, it's a fucking 50-foot drop to like a ravine in some cave system, and you're like, okay.
Yeah. You know, geo trackers, that's what we had, man. That's like to go right up the side of those mountains like that, dude.
Yeah, my uncle had
taking
that.
Taking a piss on air. I got to do my MO.
My uncle had, like an old Liberty Jeep. That was an old Freedom Jeep. It was like 1987, 88. And he also had like a Volkswagen Bug, but it was all tricked out. With like a big engine stuff.
Like you do buggy bug.
Well, it was a regular, like a blue, it was like a powder blue, punch buggy, you know, like from like a 70s model of it. But it had like a different engine in it, you know, so it actually would go up mountains and stuff. It used to fucking, that shit was fun as hell to drive. I used to love
going. Yeah, the gear set down lower in the transmission then.
Yeah, he had a bunch of stuff. Yeah, and that thing was like, it was loud, but it was fucking, it would fucking book, man. That's fucking awesome. Anyway.
Yeah, you change that right there. It's only good for the hills. Out on the road, it would go about like 20 miles an hour, like 9 million RPM.
Yeah.
Upside the mountain, it'd go.
Yeah, that was his little pet project car. So he would just drive that around the mountainous area. He would never take that one downtown. I think we did once or twice just, you know, for the hell of it. It was kind of fun. Anyway.
Then they came out with locking hubs, and you used to have to crumb out, because I did this shit all the time since I was a kid. We got stuck, dug it out. Man, I've taken rocks out of the side of mud hills just to put them underneath your wheels. But they originally had a locking hub, so you had to get out in the mud, twist that little locking hub, and if it didn't go in, which it didn't ever go in right, the guy had to be like backing up a little bit and forward, and you're out there and it's splashing mud everywhere and it's already getting all over you. Then you could drive it. And then finally, I don't know, much later they came with the automatic ones. You had to pull a lever and then it would do it. And then finally they got the push button one nowadays. But boy, back in the old days, man, you had to go out there and crawl through the fucking mud.
Wait, crawl through the mud? What? Why? Why would you crawl through the mud?
Earlier four wheel drives had lockouts, is how you could make it so you could drive it at different places. They had a lockout for the front wheels.
Okay, I gotcha.
Then it would be a four wheel drive.
Okay, cool.
That's the old days, dude.
Back in the old school, man. Yeah.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
I think you guys should just continue talking about ours.
Hey, Matt, do you remember Racks? Do you remember a place called Racks? You ever go to a Racks? Or you ever heard of it back in the day?
Racks, R-A-X?
Yeah, R-A-X. Like a
place.
Yeah, it was like this little what?
It was like Racks and Rallies.
Something like that.
You're talking about the beef place? They had sliced beef.
Racks. Yeah, they had sliced beef and like roast beef sandwiches.
Those fucking places were bomb because they would let you like cook up, cooking up, you know?
Yeah.
And people used to drive a lot of cool old cars in there.
Yeah. Cool old cars in there. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they would.
There. All right. Okay.
They had the bomb horseradish sauce, though. It was like creamy horseradish sauce.
All right.
Look, I'm talking.
I'm calling the UK. Here's James Collins. That sounds like an astronaut.
it's
going to be an astronaut. An Apollo astronaut. James Collins.
I just get that.
You want to ask him, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd love to. James Collins. Pick up your phone, Dick. Come on.
Hello. I'm sorry there's no one here to take your call at the moment.
You don't sound like
a little wolf.
Hello.
I'll call him back.
Yep.
Hello. I'm a poofy little tiny lad in my shirt. I'm a dude done on this road. You want to make love, as you call it, you homosexuals. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Could you please put your husband on?
Pardon?
Is he available? James.
Who is this?
This is Matt fucking Hellhawk from the States. We want to do a story about him. I understand there's a time difference, but...
Oh. Anyway, Racks, man. Good sandwiches there, man.
Do you remember the sauce that they had, the horseradish sauce? It was kind of like creamy.
No.
Fucking language.
Hey, fuck you. Fuck your language.
Put the man on the phone.
I want to squirt Racks all over your...
He's a world hero. He's an astronaut, for Christ's sake, you stupid guy.
I want to jizz all over your rib, Racks. Hello?
Put the man on. He's an astronaut. We want to interview him for the magazine and give him money.
Here's James. We'll keep them on while we call. It's fucking stupid. I was going to keep them on. We're going
to
call James Baker. That sounds like a
televangelist.
Welcome to BTR on
1571.
1571. James Baker sounds like a...
Preacher.
Welcome to BT Answer 1571.
Did that dude die? I know his wife died. Tammy Faye died. I don't think she... I think he's still alive. I think he's still working.
He's still grinning in prison, man.
No.
Happy.
I think he's been out for a few years now.
Yeah. Well, he's still just happy. Every picture you see... He's like me. Every picture you see me, I'm happy as fuck.
Wait, who was Jimmy Swagger then? Who's Jimmy Swagger and who's James Baker?
That was another one.
Old timer.
He
was like Southern Baptist kind of shit.
Hello?
Dr. Jeans.
Hello, James.
Hey, James.
Who's this speaking?
Put James on the phone.
Who is it?
This is
James owes me some cash. Put him on.
This is the service. Put him on.
He's dealing with all these fucking birds.
Baz is here, Big Baz.
Oh shit, she's spinning it real.
We're keeping her on the line while we call James Curry instead.
Hey, Baz.
Hey, how's it going, Matt? Good to hear your voice.
Alright,
Milkman's here also. We just found out what Milkman's avatar is. I've never asked him. I should have asked. I always just stare
Hello?
At it. Hey, how are you?
I'm in your pardon.
Hey, this is Bill Preston. I'm looking for James. Bill S. Preston.
Esquire.
My name is Bill S. Preston. I'm looking for James. Please, that's important. James Curry.
And I'm his colleague, Ed Theodore Logan. Could you please put him on?
Yes, we have a message from Rufus. We need his help.
Not the wrong number.
No, listen, we need to talk to James Curry. Where is he? Is he sleeping?
He doesn't live here.
Where is he?
You got his new number.
Oh, the time bandits must have gotten to him.
the
time bandits.
Bloody hell, the time bandits. They stole the fan.
Hello? Listen, did Lysol and the time bandits do something with him? Did they?
Answer, you stupid cunt.
Look, the time bandits are trying to kidnap all the important people in history.
Hang up.
Did they get to him? Tell us. We can help you.
Socrates is in the phone booth.
Socrates.
What a man.
Talk to you.
Yeah.
Put a man on the phone.
Genghis Khan was the baddest, though, man.
Milkman, you're Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan. You look like Genghis Khan. Who else was there? Abraham Lincoln, right? Genghis Khan.
Yeah, Genghis Khan.
Sigmund Freud.
So great, that's right. Yeah, so great. Fraud,
you
so
can
great.
Call me Siggy.
Oh, Napoleon. Napoleon.
Oh, yeah.
He fell in love with the
Be a piggy.
He fell in love with the water slides, remember?
He's like, be a pig.
Yeah. Napoleon's fucking stupid. He was bowling and he was like saying shit.
You look stupid.
He's cussing in French.
He went down the water slides and they let him. Fucking ice cream.
Yeah.
Man.
That's genius. Oh, yeah. The one broad, the crazy broad that heard the voices. What was her name?
Joan of Arc.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that was a good movie, too.
Crazy.
What was the movie with Mila Jovovich where she was
I never saw that one.
Jovovich.
I did see her in The Return of the Blue Lagoon where you saw her titties for like two frames.
Nice.
Who the hell was the one they were playing the music because they were going to do a school report, remember? Because he was going to get sent to military school if they didn't get this report. And they had the dad that was right, Ted. Who was the guy that in there when they had it on the lights and stuff? Like,
whoa. No. Somebody's trying to call somebody.
Yeah, shut up.
Oh, sir.
We have control of the phones. We have control of the phones. You're going to sit there and hear our conversation.
We are from the royal service. We have hijacked your phone. We have commandeered it in the name of the Queen.
The Queen and the Continental Congress.
We're putting missiles at the top of your building.
Keep trying to hang up and they can't. They're stupid. They're stuck there. They are. Look at them. Hey, you're back.
I think it's funny.
Hey, did you want do you want us to release the phone?
They do that for to show their disgust.
All right, I'll call another one. James.
If you hang up the phone and pick it up again and put it in your ear, it will shock you to fucking death.
Yep.
You'll die.
Okay, wait, does my audio sound okay?
You sound all right. Hillig is choppy a little bit. Milkman's a little better.
I'm choppy.
Yeah, you've been choppy all night. Yeah. Well, look, I can't keep both of these on, both in order to do more calls. It's not letting me do any
lose
more.
One.
We're gonna
drop them. Okay, dude, they're gone.
Lose the first.
Which one? The one that ends in three, or the other one that ends in three? Oh, there's two of the same one.
That's seven. Oh, that's both of them.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's why they can't hang up. I think I got some weird call thing going. Anyway,
okay. See, one's gone.
Yeah, I got him. Still won't let me. If I call this, my current call will be put on. Let me redo the call. I'll reconnect everybody, okay?
Okay.
Ken wants him.
Okay, yeah, let him get on.
Plastic and something's taking over my lung. The lower half of my body's leaving.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow, that was fun. Wow.
I guess this is audio of Zolar smoking salvia for the first time. Supposedly. I don't know if he's acting or not, but let's all pretend it's real.
Wow, that was funny. Oh, wow. Oh, hey. Oh, it's like somebody's holding me down, and I can't get to it. Hey.
Holy shit, Zolar's really freaking out here. I've never heard this before. I should play this in the background of prank calls.
Hey.
Like some guy in the background freaking out.
Oh shit, that was already funny. Oh my god.
Wouldn't it, Zolar?
It feels like somebody's taking me. It feels like somebody's taking me. Oh my god, where's the camera? Where's the camera? Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god. It's taking me over.
Hey.
Hey. Hang on.
Oh my god, like a wave is coming from. Oh my god. Oh my god. Like taking people's waves.
I'm gonna grab another brew while y'all.
Who's talking to me? Is somebody dying? Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god!
How many people can I have?
You guys are dying!
Listen, make sure.
You hear Zolar milk?
You get like, it'll start chopping pretty soon.
Holy crap, that's Zolar.
God, Zolar's tripping balls in this, dude. Have you ever heard this before, Milkman? Holy shit.
What?
Hey, what's up? You want to be on, good boy, or are you busy?
Cocksucker, motherfucker.
Shut up, I gotta get my goddamn headset in.
Is my fan in the background too loud?
Yeah, it is. Definitely way too loud.
I'll kill that fucker.
I'm not going to be able to have so many people on, though. I don't know. Hey, Artie, what's up, man?
Hey, what happened to the IRC?
What's wrong with it? Oh, you can't get in? Yeah, I know. It needs more. I need more seats for it, you know?
Well, it's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I don't know. Do we have any horses in there?
No. Evil Artie, farty, farty, Artie. What's happening?
According to Enigma, he said even if you kick them out, it doesn't free any room up.
Oh, it's the server. Yeah, it's off the server. You'd have to kick them off the server, yeah.
You motherfuckers.
Yeah, I don't know. I know Ted's talked about he could offer us maybe a bigger one. That means we'd have to move everything all over again. I guess it's not that big of a deal. I don't know. Maybe I'll talk to him about it. He was trying to call in to be on earlier. I don't know. Milk, what do you think, Milkman? Moving all over again to another server?
I don't know.
That'd be the third time in less than a year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Depends on the deal, man. You know why? If we get a deal, let's make sure, you know, we look at our options before we make the deal this time. Because this, after the game with the bullshit from before and dick bag, you know, we got to make sure the deal, how solid it is before we take it again. Because right now, you know, we're not owning to them at all.
Mm, okay. Hey, I got a number here for Ambassador Cars, where a Muslim driver drove off when he realized a blind customer had a guide dog. Beautiful.
All right, I'm back.
See ya.
Hey.
How many people do we have?
What's up with all these old cars, and how much do we need to talk about?
You don't like the old car talk.
What's up with the local sports team?
The local sports team.
Ambassador.
Yeah, is that Ambassador Cars? Oh boy!
Lumber.
I think we got way too
right up.
I didn't want any of that shit.
We're gonna have to drop people. Hey, look! I'm gonna drop you so I can have someone else on for a while, man. Thanks for being on, bro.
I just opened another beer.
Oh, okay. I gotta drop somebody.
Ah, shit!
I gotta drop somebody.
You can drop me. I gotta go to Denny's in like 10 minutes. Go ahead, drop me.
All right, we'll take it easy, man. See ya. All right, we gotta cut down the usage here. We'll keep you on there.
Yeah.
Group.
I just opened a beer, buddy.
All right.
I'd say fine.
That might do it.
Caught me right before I went.
Is Zolar still coming back?
No. Zolar? Well, he wasn't here. Was he here?
Zolar,
I was trying to get him on, but he wasn't answering. So no. Hey, what's up, Artie? What are you doing, man? Are you back? Are you here, Artie?
Oh, evil Farty's working, man. I can't hear him at all.
Yeah, you're somewhere real far away, Artie.
Is that better?
There you go. What's up with you?
Oh,
now I have to hold on. That's close.
Yeah. Well, what'd you eat today, man?
Well, I went to Pizza Hut and got a stuffed crust pizza.
Nice, nice. I don't like the taste of the crust and the stuffed crust. The cheese is okay, but the crust isn't as good as the pan pizza. You know, it doesn't have such good of a flavor. It tastes kind of processed, the crust does. Like it's frozen, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, like it's been frozen, doesn't taste as fresh.
I think it is frozen.
Yeah, probably. I'm pretty sure their dough is. I think all their crust is frozen there anyway. It all comes frozen.
It's all frozen until it gets to the joint, then they thaw it out.
Yeah, they thaw it out to make the pizzas, yeah. Cool. And then all you do is add, you know, sauce, cheese, and toppings and throw
slap
it in.
Slap some paste on it,
yeah,
buddy.
When it comes out, you know, cut it four ways. 1, 2, 3, 4 real quick. All right, with that big
make love to the pizza,
a half a saw, yeah. And then you put the hole in the middle to spin your dick in.
Yep.
I want to piss the news off. We're gonna talk some fantasy football real quick.
Yeah. Oh, hey. Thanks. So what? Real quick. Yeah. What are we gonna do? All right. Artie's here. Good. And Baz.
I was about to ask you. Actually.
Yeah. Okay. So I reactivated the league from last year, and I don't understand how the keepers work. You know what I mean? Like, I set up a draft for the end of the month. I think the 20-something is on a Thursday before the show. So we would do like a draft thing right before the show starts. I can still change it. I was thinking, shoot, can we just start a new league and I'll do the kind that you pay for so that I have like really good control. So if somebody drops out, I can release all their players, you know, like automatically and shit like that, you know, so it's not locked in. You know what I'm trying to say?
You couldn't do that last year. I was wondering why you never released
Richard's team. Buy a custom one?
Yeah, you have to pay for the premium one, the custom
one. Pay for it and you get your own custom rules and you can limit who's coming in and out, but then you can control them when their stats go bad and they leave the game.
Understand. Like you can actually set
this part.
You can adjust things on the fly.
I'd be willing to chip in a bit for that.
Well, I think it's just a few bucks. It's like $9.
It was like $12, something like if I remember right, because I was kind of looking at it before.
Yeah.
Well, if everybody chips in a buck, then it's...
Yeah, because Richie...
it's a lot of bucks.
He never changed
everybody puts in a buck.
You can also change your team amounts, too. You can change your teams, too, like how many people are in it, too. It's completely customizable, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. I think you can actually have up to 2 owners per team, which would be retarded. But I guess it's possible.
I guess you want to cram a lot of people in there.
Yeah, anyway, so should we drop it down to 10 slots this year or 12? Let me look. I'm going to look at it real quick. Sorry, guys. We're taking a break from pranks.
Let's do 20.
You're going to do 20 teams? No, dude, no.
See how that affects the price, dude. If you're going to buy one, if it don't affect the price, it will make a difference. Just change it if you don't like it.
No, it doesn't affect the price, but what happens is you end up with like a much smaller pool of good players. You're going to be ripping your hair out. It sucks. Yeah,
this with 12 last year, it was a clusterfuck.
Yeah, 12 was too much, I think. I think we got to go down to 10 teams, man. To be completely honest,
I'm trying to find a quality backup quarterback and shit, and it was horrible.
Yeah, hang on, I'm logging in now so I can tell you who was on last year. Because I guess I got to resend the invites. But this would mean, if everyone from, I guess it's only fair to invite everyone from last year. I know we're going to drop one person. I know that. It's Richie. So then we have to figure out someone else we're going to drop. That's the problem. Now, you know?
Who took my slot? Who was it? I haven't heard from him in a while. Who was it? I had a slot.
Andy took your slot last year.
That's it, Andy. Yeah. What else, Andy, come in this year?
I thought. What? What happened?
No, don't drop somebody to make room for me. I mean, if only throw me in. And there, if you have a free slot after you send the invites out.
Well, we have a free slot now because I already dropped Richie. You know, if we keep 12 teams, then we're good. Is that what we're going to do? There were other people interested in joining up, but I don't want to have a massive league. I don't want to have a 12-player league.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, a 14-player league is what I'm saying. 10 preferably.
Drop Lonesome so that some of us have a chance of winning.
Well,
drop Dirty Aaron.
Just kidding.
Well, Aaron won. He won the whole thing last year. Shit.
No,
that can't do that to him. That'd be real.
That was a complete bullshit. Yeah. I beat him twice, and then when it fucking counted, he beat me in playoffs. Hog shit.
I had a horrible record, but all my games are like really tight, like 5 points, 7 points. I think I had a few. You know, for the most part, they weren't too. I didn't have any blowouts. I think I might have had one blowout, but I had a lot of really close losses. It really made me roll depressed really fast. But you keep playing. It's still fun. It makes it a little more exciting to watch, you know, how the NFL season progresses in real time. Okay, so...
Plus we all talk to each other, too.
Mm-hmm. If I can get to the team... Okay, so we had... The mouth was me. Thursday night teabaggers. Is that you, Artie, I think?
No, that was me.
Oh, okay. That was... Okay. All right, so Ken's there.
I don't even...
Ernie's horse.
Remember what my name
Artie,
was.
Weren't you the 69ers?
Yeah, he was the San Francisco
69ers. I thought that was the year before.
Oh, okay. I can't remember. I just thought it was pretty funny.
Yeah. I might have been.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess we're going to have to... all right, so we'll keep a 12... you think, Ken, what do you think? A 12-team league this year again?
It worked. I mean, I had a couple decent quarterbacks, and then shitty Sanchez is like a third quarterback, but it worked.
Yeah, but if we dropped the 10, it'd be so nice.
I'm saying if it was 10, you'd have a bigger pool when people started getting hurt.
Yeah, I guess so. Shit. Okay. All right. Well, let me keep thinking about it. Real quick, let me play the rest of Zolar tripping off his balls, and we'll do some more prank calls. We're done with the sports talk for now.
It's still his last dance. How'd this happen? How'd this happen before he smoked? How'd this happen before I smoked? How'd this happen before I smoked? Who said it? Who said it?
Oh my god, it's sideways!
This is awesome! This is awesome! This is awesome!
I'm gonna get it for my lips. This is awesome. This is funny stuff. Did I fall down? Did I fall down? Are you watching me fall down? Oh no, that's so
holy crap,
please,
man.
Please, please, I'm laughing. I'm watching.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hey, is James there? I need to talk to him, please.
I can't tell what you're saying.
Is James there?
My vision isn't letting me see silently.
Who is speaking, please? Oh
my this God. Is Eddie. I need my to speak to James.
Floor, who's speaking?
This is Eddie. My
body's floor, right? I don't know. I don't know. Come on.
Hello.
Nicola Luis Carlito.
Hello?
Yes, listen, I got this guy here. He told me to call you. He's having a drug manic episode in over here in the back room. Shut up, Brian.
I can't get to it.
Do you know who this is?
No.
I'm going to put him on. He says he knows you, and he gave me your phone number. He said James Gee. He keeps saying James Gee.
Where are you now?
We're at the pub, and he took some kind of drugs in the bathroom, and he's really having a like an episode here. And he said to call you. Is he your son?
No.
Where's the camera?
Hey, I'm gonna put him on. You tell me who he is. Here, take the phone.
Oh my God! It's taking me over.
Hello.
Yeah, who is this guy?
I don't know.
Oh my God! Like a wave.
Do you have any kids?
Like taking people's waves.
No, I don't know him.
Oh my God.
He said he's taking your waves. He's taking your waves.
Put the phone down now.
Don't
okay.
Put it
sorry.
Down. Gently.
Sorry.
Gently. Gently. Okay, good.
We need to speak to the Turkish kitchen. We've given them a long sorry. Enough break.
Oh, that's Faison, Milkman. Faison. Faison time. Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, okay, Carlito.
Uh-oh.
What's up, Baz?
Hey,
are you going to be running for the show for another 30 minutes, do you think?
Maybe. Oh, shit, we got to call that guy back about the plow.
Well,
yes.
I just got a text from Ice Goose, and he just gave me the number of where he'll be in 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we could try to prank.
Okay. Where was he going again to go get some?
Right, he didn't tell me.
He was going to Denny's.
Denny's. That's right.
Oh, yeah. So I've got the number for the Denny's he will be at in 30 minutes.
Okay, cool.
I'll put it in chat when we get closer to that time.
Put it in the chat. Let me load up my sound effects of the car driving. We should be approaching this one guy's place here.
Holy shit, you sound about 88 miles per hour. Is the flux capacitor kicking in?
Hey, I'm almost there.
You're almost there?
Yeah, when will you be there?
I'm here.
You there now?
Yeah.
All right, my car's heating up, though.
What's that?
I got a problem with the car.
All right, well, you're going to come down to like a new highway?
Yeah. My temperature.
And you're going to see a car wash on your left. After the car wash, there's a bar that's called Legend, and that's where Lower Street is.
Okay.
Go into Lower Street, right in back of Lower Street, there's a parking area.
Okay. Okay, in the park, I have park
and
right there.
And when you get there, call.
Okay, all right, I'll be there shortly. Get ready.
How long about?
I don't know. Well, my high temperature light's coming on the dashboard.
What time is it?
I might need you to come pick me up because I think my car's overheating. Harry.
Your car's so overheated right now?
I might need you to come pick me up if it overheats too much.
I can't come pick you up.
Oh, come on. I don't know this area. You can at least come pick me up and get me to the gas station.
Yeah, but you gotta tell me where you're at. Are you in Thompson?
I'm still on the way, but if my car overheats, I'll pull over and you can come pick me up. I'll get to safety.
All right, we'll call
me when you get the safety, and I'll be waiting for you.
All right, I'll see you. Thank you.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. Or is going to come bring us to safety.
FedEx wants to know how many fucking gears fucking your car has.
the car.
10,000 RPMs?
It's about to fucking explode. It sounds
like it's tell them you're coming in 40, first gear, so you'll be there in just a little bit. You can only go in first gear, right?
Yeah, it's only in first gear. I can't get into first gear.
It won't shift.
Flying there at 19 miles
my clutch
an hour.
My clutch.
You hear the fucking tire squealing. He says nothing about it.
It sounds like he's taking all these turns. Like, yeah, I know. Where the fuck is he? Sounds like he's in the mountains, in the jungle or something, man. It's fucking mountain roads, like I said, Milkman, you know? Mountain roads. We lost Hillock. Hillock is gone. He just had another beer.
Maybe the Ativan kicked in.
I guess so. He was freaking out for a little bit there. Good to talk to him. I'm glad he's home, and I'm glad he got some pills. That'll make him happy for a while, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what the kid needs. There you go. A little bit of vitamin
A.
Vitamin A.
It's too bad he didn't stay on. The Faizan would have made him happy, too.
That's true. Let's call Faizan. Milkman, Faizan. Milkman, will you go there and eat and let us know how the food is, at least? They've never heard you before, dude.
I don't know, dude. I don't think I want to eat there. I mean, I'm kind of scared listening to this guy on here, man. I mean, who knows?
I
tell you, it looks like a little Onassis. I might try it out, dude, because I'm sure they got
some
fried
food. Awesome, though.
Yeah. Matt's back. Yay.
Yay. It's actually a nice-looking joint.
Yeah, it looks nice.
Horse guy looks like a fucking Onassis, dude. He looks like he's about like 5'4", something like that. He ain't very fucking big.
Well, they've got a...
Little gray-haired sucker. He don't look like he sounds. He sounds like he's like a 6-footer or something, you know, dark hair or something. Nah, he's some older dude. Glasses, looks like Onassis with gray hair.
Well, they've got good reviews. Here, we'll call him at the house.
Actually, I've heard good things about it. I actually wanted to stop there, but after getting to know him, I'm good.
Okay. Hello. No one is available to take it.
He's not answering. What's the area code?
No one is available.
Milkman, what's the area code?
Sickly computer.
What is it? I forgot the area code. If I can find the area code on this.
510.
510. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
That poor robot. He's been having his feet shocked inside the sand floor.
Yeah. Yes, I'd like to make an order, honey. Hello?
What are you going to order?
Let's see, can I have one? Do you have the chicken dinner? One chicken dinner, please? Hello? Hello? What chick? She knows who I am.
She knows your voice, man.
Yeah, she does. I can't ever
call her back.
Let me talk to her.
Thursday on the wall. As soon as it say day Thursday, man, notice their phone gets really messed up.
That's the first
time
I've
only talked
to
her once.
Talk to her, Maz. We're gonna get a fax, John. That's what always happens.
That's my impression of a fax.
Hello. Hello?
No.
Hello, honey baby?
Honey baby.
I was going to tell her I was from the locker room of Snoswell and Kniff.
Yeah. Did we ever call the other one? There's a Turkish kitchen on the other side of town, I know, and I don't think we've ever actually called.
I've got a pretty good Greek restaurant, but they won't talk to me. They know my voice. You want me to put the number in Skype chat?
Yeah, put it in. Yeah, sure.
Hey, Carlito, did you see some of the shit that Giad had posted about his science experiments?
What happened?
He basically put a Craigslist ad out and trying to get these people to come in and sign up for this experiment where he'd pay them $5,000 a day for a week. And he's going to take a pint of their blood and replace it with Gatorade.
What?
Let's see.
That was funny.
And they're like, that sounds good. He's like, the first round hit 100% death rate because they used the yellow Gatorade and now they switched to blue. So everything will be good this time.
That shit was also funny. The dude was on board with it. It's like, all right, as long as it's safe now. Yeah,
I kept telling him my name was Dr. Kniff. I studied at the University of Connecticut. And the guy's like, oh, okay. kept telling people I was going to have to put a penal cuff on him for the week to measure their blood pressure and shit.
Dr. Kniff.
Who's this here, Colin?
This is a different Turkish kitchen.
What?
Kitchen?
Yeah, this is Turkish kitchen. Hey, buddy, how are you?
David, how are you?
Oh, man, I had to deal with Turkish kitchen in Berkeley, in California, and they're real jerks. They're real assholes, you know? Are you affiliated? Are you?
What are you dealing with?
Huh? Well, you're the one in New York City, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'm visiting here. I'm from California. But I went to Turkish kitchen in California, and they were real mean to me. I want to see if it's the same people. Do you know Faizan the High One? Do you know her? You know what I'm talking about?
Where are you from?
I'm from California, from Berkeley.
Okay. Yeah. What do you need?
I want to make an order.
Sure, but right now we close already.
What?
We close already.
When do you open again, big guy?
Sorry, man.
When you open again. When you open again, sexy.
Tomorrow.
I'll touch your hair. Come in and I'll stroke your hair, your nice, beautiful black hair, your Turkish hair.
We're Greek.
Yeah.
Why don't you come right now?
I'm Greek. I want to go there and touch your hair.
Sure. Don't you come right now?
I'm going to pull you by the hair and pull you down the stairs. Pull you down.
Just come right now. I am here. Why don't you come?
I'll pull you down the stairs, you Malacca.
Can I come to your cross?
Malacca.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're Greek.
I am here right now. Why don't you come?
We're Greek and we're going to come.
Sure.
We have
it doesn't matter where you're from, you know?
We fuck you.
You know?
Yeah. Do you have sister?
My friend.
Yeah.
If you're looking for something else, I have big one. Uh-huh. I can stick your ass, you know?
What he calls sister is
a motherfucker. Do you have a tight asshole?
Yeah. What we're looking for, he has a big one, guys.
He tells you he does. And he's like, why don't you come right now? It's because you said you were closed, asshole.
Yeah, all those Turks are so fiery. It's hilarious.
I think my roomie was a Turk.
Especially when you want to, like, kiss his sister. Nobody kisses my sister but me.
Matt.
Fucking Haiwan.
Don't hesitate to fucking...
Hang on, guys. Hang on, guys. Matt, what are you talking about? What's going on?
My roomie, I think he was Turkish.
Oh,
but
yeah?
He couldn't speak anymore. He had a stroke and brain surgery.
Oh, man.
So he talked to, like, nonsense. But we got along really well.
That's cool.
By him just, like, pointing at shit. And I'm like, you want me to leave this music on? And he's like, yeah. He's bopping his head to rappy. Fucking hell.
That's cool.
I wanted to film him and shit. There's, like, HIPAA-type laws. I got one picture with him on the way out.
Very cool, very cool.
His helmet on. He was a fucking great guy.
He had a helmet on, too.
Yeah, because he had a soft spot. They haven't replaced this big old chunk of skull they took out.
Oh, shit. Holy crap, that's scary. Yeah, Derp the Turk. That's who that was. Okay, let's continue. Derp the Turk.
Do you have any UK numbers?
Yes, I do. We've called some of them, but I can... get a few more that I skipped over.
UK hospital.
Yeah, let's do that. Michael Worthington. How about that for you there, Mr. Snoswell?
Okay, what?
Michael
Worthington.
Michael Worthington, yep. That's the name of my football coach in high school.
Huh.
Yeah, Coach Worthington.
I'm sorry, Michael and Brenda are not available at the moment.
Nope, not in there.
It sounds like a sexy little cat robot with low batteries.
Okay, yeah. Cat robot with low batteries.
Low batteries. It was trying to talk to you.
Michael Franklin, everybody. Michael Franklin.
What's the last name?
Franklin.
Franklin.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Hello.
May I speak with Michael Franklin, please? Immediately.
No, he's calling.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. I need to speak with Mr. Franklin immediately, post-haste.
It's the middle of the night here. Are you calling from abroad?
I'm calling from the Royal Service. It's a matter of the utmost urgency. Please put Mr. Franklin on the phone immediately.
What's the Royal Service?
The Royal Service. We are a division of the UK Ministry of Service.
Could you call an all hour? I'm not in the middle of the night.
Well, this is a matter of the utmost urgency. We are calling on the Queen's command. Please put Mr. Franklin on the phone. This is man business. Immediately.
At once. Did she hang up?
No, I think she's still there. I think she's getting him.
She's definitely one of the bullseyes.
Brush your teeth, bitch.
She knew her place, just answering the phone, leaving him to sleep.
No, this is band business.
Here's Petro Express while we wait for her. She finally dropped.
Yeah, she hung up.
I'll call her back. I'm going to call Petro Express in Alaska and ask if Dirty Aaron stopped by. Dirty Aaron was in Alaska.
Hello, Mr. Franklin, immediately, please. This is, no, I'm not joking around. I need to speak with him immediately. This is Mr. Snoswell with the Royal Service.
I don't know what a Royal Service is. What's that mean? What to do?
Well, Mr. Franklin will know what the Royal Service is.
Well,
this transmission is for his ears only. Okay, look, we're from the Royal Butt Sex Service. He called. He wants us to come over and service his rectum with our penises.
Damn it.
Fuck yeah.
Rub it all over. Rub it all over.
Okay.
So, your tits, are you down for...
Yeah, can we come and fuck your titties?
Bugger your man.
Get him on the line, bitch.
Did you say buggering?
Rub it all over.
Yeah. Can we bugger your husband in front of you?
Fuck you.
Maybe we can all have a big orgy.
Have a go at his ass.
It might have just been me, but I don't think she was too surprised about... type of company her husband keeps.
The company of men.
Rub it all over.
Patrick Swift?
Yes, hello. I'm looking to see if my friend Aaron stopped by. He was in Alaska and we're trying to find him. You know, this is a pretty... Yeah, y'all know each other in this town. In this state, Alaska's pretty small. So
not that small.
Well, it's got like the smallest number of people.
Yeah, but at the moment with tourist season, there's over 6,000 people in this town.
Yeah, but Aaron, you know, he's got a big beard. You know, everyone knows Aaron. Dirty Aaron,
nope.
You know? You don't know who Dirty...
Nope.
No?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Nope.
He's got really big sexual organs. You know what I'm talking about? Got a nice, hot, sexy wife. He throws her down the stairs.
Hangs out in the men's room a lot.
Yeah. Nice, sexy wife he throws down the stairs. You heard that part? I had a different idea for that guy, but I forgot it. Yeah, was she there, Mrs. Aaron?
Who?
Mrs. Aaron, was she there?
Without anybody by that name.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, you got lots of black people in this town?
What's that?
You got a lot of black people in this town?
Not really.
Not really? A lot of black people here?
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, that's good, man. Cool.
Should have been put a black person on the phone.
Yeah.
Carlito, next UK call. Baz is going to tell the royal baby died.
Oh, I didn't say that.
Wait, next UK call, Baz is going to what now?
Tell him that the royal baby died.
Oh, God.
I don't know about that.
He just put it on there, and he's looking for someone to deliver the royal eulogy.
Hey, you know about the royal baby? LOL, JK, it's a subword.
All right. Yeah. James Collins, the astronaut we tried to call earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, well, do you want me to tell them?
Yeah,
deliver
tell
the
them.
News?
Yeah, we're calling James Collins again. Matt had fun with them earlier.
Okay.
Tits.
Hello, I'm sorry there's no one here to take your call at the moment.
Hello. I'll try again. Busy. Trying again. Lonesome stopped sending numbers, so I can't... Oh, here we go. Here's another one. It's Zolar.
Hello, I'm sorry there's no one here to take your call at the moment.
Hey, Zolar.
It's funny. With a name like that, I thought I was a nigger of some sort.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Zolar.
What's going on?
Dude, how are you, man?
Cool. I saw somebody added me to a call and I jumped in.
I was just doing a show and I thought I'd jump in because I'm playing an audio here that I found that's you having a salvia trip.
My God, yeah.
Was that for real or were you acting?
Oh, no, that was 100% real.
Was that the first time you ever had it?
Salvia is some wild shit.
Was that your first time doing the salvia or no?
Yeah, it was the first time. It was crazy.
Wow, well, it sounds crazy. It sounds like fun. I've been thinking about playing into the background while I call people and just saying...
Oh, I don't know. What clip were you playing? I've heard it once before, but is it like a crazy sound or something?
It's you. It's
yeah,
just,
you're like screaming shit.
You're tripping balls and keep it in the background and say, I got some guy player who's tripping balls in the bathroom, and you're sitting there like, ooh, watch, I'll play it.
My sight's not allowing me to see sight.
Is somebody dying? Oh my God.
Somebody dying.
Oh my God.
Anyway, oh my God. I just wanted to say what's up, man. Haven't talked to you in a while. Hope you're doing good. Hey, everything all right with your fam, like your dad and all that? I don't know where it came, whatever came of that. I hope I'm not.
No. I mean, you know, he's not suffering. He's not suffering or in any real pain, but he's lost a lot of weight, and you know, he has a cancer that can't be cured or treated.
Oh man, I'm sorry, dude. Well, prayers go out to you, and yeah, don't worry, man. Just enjoy the times, you know, that you got. Make the best of them.
Yeah, no, he's 75. He's had a full life. Nobody's sad. We don't want to see him suffer, so we're okay with it. You know what I mean? Everybody's okay. He's okay. It's all good.
Okay, good, good. I won't bring that up anymore.
Oh, but anyway, that audio that you were playing of me is funny because I remember now when I was tripping, I was laughing that people were dying. Isn't that crazy?
You were laughing that they were dying. That goes funny. Humorous.
Yeah.
With them and their petty souls.
I mean, how crazy is that? I mean, like, I was looking at what happened was is like, imagine everything was like pixels on a television, like millions of pixels, and each little pixel.
Video on now,
because
I can't see it.
No, your video, no, it's not on. That's Matt. Go ahead. So you saw little pixels, you said?
No, I was imagining myself like being like, you know, all my pixels were being washed away from the bottom up, and I was trying to get out of like the ocean of pixels that were washing away people from their ankles up, and as I got on that chair, I was above the like, tide, and I was looking at people being washed away, and I was like, you're dying, oh, ha, 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 oh my God, you know, I don't know why, it was like some nervous laughter.
Wow, man, that's, so like you're, that's like depixelating from the feet up, that's kind of freaky, yeah, I don't know, I've never touched this.
That was weird, like, that's when they gave me all the, what's the ketamine injections in the ER the one time, and it felt like just lights, like ceiling and floor, like closing off on me, and I was getting squished and all this shit.
And the
doctors looked like the Monty Python animation heads, like, with just the jaw going down.
Yeah.
It was fucked up. I was all claustrophobic and fucked up afterwards.
Yeah, well, when I was hospitalized, I was on morphine, and I freaked out thinking I had a horse head and I had crutches for legs, and I started screaming, you know, who am I, like that, and they had to come over. Like, well, calm down, sir, calm down.
one time my friend was on salvia, and it was summertime, you know, but I don't know, he looked cold or whatever it was, like he didn't have a shirt on, and I took one of my shirts from my closet, and I put it on him while he was tripping, and when he kind of like started becoming coherent, he was like, oh my God, what have I got on? Oh my God, I'm not you, am I? I didn't turn into you, did I? He thought he was me.
Wow.
That's hilarious.
Now, can you still buy that shit in head shops and stuff? I don't know.
Yeah, some
places. I got mine on eBay when I got it.
I don't know. With that NSA shit, I'd be afraid of doing the eBay thing. What's up, Zolar? Yeah, I mean, Baz, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Listen, Zolar, you should move to old Washington State. We just legalized weed here. Recreationally.
Yeah. It's decriminalized here, and it's working its way towards being completely legal for medicinal purposes and stuff like that. But yeah, I should move to California.
Bound to get a script for
California, actually, man. New York Diesel.
I said a fucking MS, man.
Oh my God, is that really Milkman in the call?
Yeah, that's Milkman.
What's up, bro?
Somebody, Zola, motherfucking Zola. Good to see you, my brother. Good to see you, brother. Man. How you been, man?
Hey, Zolar, just to remind, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, both you and me hit 8 years of doing prank calls.
Oh, my God. Has it been 8 years?
8 years, yeah. It was.
This is fucking nuts, man.
Why did I think Zolar was a shine?
I don't know why. What, Zolar doesn't even sound like a black man. I never.
Yeah, for some reason.
The hell of a impersonation.
Oh, shit. Hey,
there was a guy in Chicago that used to do a radio show named Zoltan or something.
The car guy's trying to wonder where you're at.
Yeah, hang on, guys. Point on the set. We got the car guy calling. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
calling?
Yeah, I'm pulling over now at the gas station.
In what town are you?
Huh? I don't know where this is. I have no...
You don't have no clue what town you're in?
I'm just at a gas station. I was maybe like 10 minutes away. Not even, like 5 to... Can you come? Please come pick me up. I got steam coming out of the car now.
Dude, my truck's unregistered right now.
What are you driving?
I've been in the hospital for 2 months.
Okay. Oh,
and my registration lapsed. My insurance lapsed. I lost my electricity and my rent, too. That's the only reason why I'm dumping this thing off.
Honey, can you just tell the fellow we'll give him $500 and maybe it'll help him out?
We'll give you $500 to help you out if you come pick me up.
Hi, sir. I'm his wife. We'll give you $500 if you come by and help us.
You're going to pay me $500?
Yes.
If you just going to buy my truck.
Yeah, I'm going to buy your truck no matter what, as long as you do the whole thing where I want you to drive around and, you know, say I have a skirt on and go, shh, you know, all that. You know, we just want to see it.
The secret shit.
Oh, yeah. But seriously, I'm a very honest person. The truck is golden. I'm a one owner. It's got 100,000 miles in 12 years.
Okay.
Never been beaten. I'm the only one that plowed with it.
I beat my car.
I mean, the plow needs to be painted a little bit. I mean, there's minor.
It'd be pretty.
It's, you know, it's just superficial shit. But as far as the body on the truck, there's no rust, there's no dents.
Uh-huh.
It looks like a brand new truck.
Uh-huh. Okay, can you, if you please just come, I can get you the address of where I'm at. It's the gas station. I think it's really close to you. It might even be like within really close distance, you know?
Honey,
you know what I'm saying? If it could be, it's probably really.
Implants. I love to show new guys my breast implants.
Hey, let me call you back, okay? I'm gonna call you right back.
Yeah, know where you're at.
All right, I'm gonna call him back because he's not on Skype right now, and it sounds a lot lower, and he can't hear you guys as well either. Now, now hey. Yeah, what's up?
Well, that's good because you're supposed to just be on a phone.
I guess so.
You're allegedly talking on a cell phone.
Okay. Well, what's up, Zolar?
No, Zolar. I don't think you. I've never talked to you. I'm Baz. I'm a longtime listener of Carlito and PCU, and always enjoyed your pranks. I just wanted to say I was really hoping to get a Carlito Zolar tag team prank, something like
wow,
that. So thank you for jumping in on that. That was awesome.
Brought to you by Baz.
Baz.
Yeah, that's why I kind of jumped in as his wife instead.
I'm having really bad connection issues, guys.
Oh, I didn't know the guy could hear me though.
Best.
Yeah, we can hear you now. Kill the video, guys. If you have video on, maybe that'll help out a little bit. The video on my end, I can't ever do the video. Thanks, appreciate it.
Solar, is Prankmaster still about out and about? Is he doing anything these days? Whatever happened with that cat?
It's Major
Chaos. Yeah, he helps me out with my show still.
Yeah, it's Major Chaos.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. Okay.
Don't say Prankmaster. That's disrespectful. It's Major Chaos, right, Zolar?
I wish I could.
Prankmaster.
I have to find something that'll make I have my old computers. What do you call it? The brain of it? What do you call that thing? I got to get it to be able to plug in by USB.
Oh,
he's got IDE drives. You got to get an enclosure, a five and a half inch enclosure, and you can run it.
Those are a few bucks. You can put them right in. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I got all that old audio from PCU.
Oh, dude, that would be awesome.
Shit.
Get someone to edit that, you know?
That's right. You upgrade your computer, man. Oh, my gosh.
That would be awesome.
Remember how we used to torture Chaos?
Yeah, the pissing on the feet and all that.
I mean, Prankmaster.
Prankmaster.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I got all of that on my old computer. I got the hard drive right in my closet right here. I just got to figure out how to hook it up to my computer because it's not the same as Alf for hooking it up. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
That's great, man. He did the confession and everything, man. That boy is something else.
We need to call the Denny's on Ice Goose.
The Denny's? All right, hang on. Let me call this guy back, see if I can at least get him to head out to this gas station that I pulled up on Google Maps in his neighborhood or his general area. I almost killed it because I did the skirt.
Pick it out like kind of far away so you got more time to get there, you know. Say, like were you originally telling him? Tell him like you're a lot further away.
The party you are trying to reach is not available to take your call.
He gave up.
Please leave a message after the tone. Press the pound key to end recording.
Hey, I'm at the gas station. Pick up, please. Hang on, I'll try him again.
He didn't give up. He forgot to pay his bill. Shit got shut off.
Don't give up on me. Don't give up.
The party you are trying to reach is not available to...
No answer. Damn. That sucks. Okay, what else are we doing here? What did you say, Ken? You had one, Ice Goose.
Ice Goose is at the Denny's. The Denny's. The bad posted.
Okay.
While he's doing that, can Lonesome Lose look up the number to like a Motel 6, and then after we're done with this guy's prank, we'll try a Motel 6?
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Motel 6. You want the front desk or rooms you're looking for?
Well, if we could actually, like, get to a room, that would be cool. Like, if you could just punch up a room number and it goes right through, ring into a room, that would be cool.
Yeah. Ken and Baz, you probably know better some good places that you've been calling those kind of things recently, right?
I think Motel 6 in Duluth is usually a good target.
Yeah.
If somebody knows a hotel that you just push up the numbers on the phone to the room.
I got one. Let me look it up in my log here.
Okay. Baz will post that here in a second.
It's in Kent, Washington.
Right. Put it in the chat.
Sounds like a dickhead name.
Who's going to do Denny's anyway? We can do the Lysol thing. What was the whole thing, Ken? Wasn't Lysol in the bathroom, or Reggie was in the bathroom, right?
Lysol is supposed to leave the bills.
Yeah. There's a hooker over there charging us money for fucking handies when you're going in the bathroom.
Nice. I thought it was a washroom attendant.
Thank you for calling. This is Christina. Is this a to-go order?
This is a complaint.
Okay.
Listen, my friend Lysol was, I left some money in the toilet behind the commode over there in the men's room.
Uh-huh.
And he was supposed to come, and he was going to drop off a thing of pills, and I was going to come pick it up. And it wasn't there. You understand? Hello? Did she hang right up? Is that what happened?
It's a funny scenario, though.
The pills part might have threw her for a little bit there.
I'll just say a package.
Maybe get Zolar to be Lysol.
Hey, man, I left the friggin' pills there. Hey, man.
Thank you for calling Denny's. Will it be a to-go order?
Yeah, we got disconnected. What happened? Don't hang up. Hello?
Oh.
Why did you hang up? No, don't press charges. Come on. What's the matter? I haven't done anything.
So why are you calling?
Because I left the money behind the commode in the toilet. And someone was going to leave something there for me, and I came back in, and he said he left it, and the money's gone, and there's nothing there. And then I called him, and he swears up and down to God that he took the money and left it. He left it.
I don't know who would leave money behind toilets, so, I mean, I'm sorry.
That's nobody's business. It's my money. It's a private toilet. It's private space.
You said you were going to get the stuff, man.
What I do when I'm in the toilet, it's what I'm doing, man, and we're desperate. Over here. We are desperate.
You guys are jonesing, man.
Oh, well. Okay.
Stuff.
We really need this. Please, do you know who took it?
I don't go into men's restrooms very often, so no, I don't. Sorry.
Do you know anybody who came out with, like, a brown paper bag?
She doesn't go in very often. Just every now and again, to suck a guy up.
It sounds like I'm calling for some drug den or something. A bunch of guys in the background, like.
It sounds like you're calling for an insane asylum, dude.
Awesome. Yeah. Did we get the Motel 6 there? Sunset Motel, is it?
Okay. Sunset Motel, yeah.
You can ring directly.
Brent, or Dirty Aaron and I called that place.
Wait, well, before they got that bad, to just be screaming. I'd be like, hey, man.
I think that would have been a good premise, just telling that there was a hooker offering fucking $15.95 for a hand job, which isn't the problem. The problem was she didn't have change for a 20.
Yeah, that's not right. That's totally unprofessional. All right, Zolar. So you said 111 through 118 are occupied usually.
Yeah, they're usually occupied.
Okay.
Cool. So we can get right through to them and they could hear me?
Yes. Yep.
They could hear
me. Last time we called, which was a couple of months ago.
Hotel. If you know your party's room number, you may dial it at any time. Please hold while I try that extension.
All right, I'll call it.
Hey, Zolar, are you Zolar Glenn on Facebook?
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling the... Please hold while I try that extension.
Glenn Zolarski. This is 112, by the way.
That's a big coat you're wearing.
All right, nobody answering at the crackhead motel.
I guess they're all out on the street right now.
They're all working. It's too early.
Out on the corner.
Thank you for calling. Please hold while I try that extension.
I want my
Fuck yeah, you called my room?
Fuck yeah.
I'm sorry, that extension
is not skip it.
Fuck. All right, well. Skip. Sorry, Zolar.
That's all right. It happens.
All right, moving on.
It happened. Shit.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
Oops. Yeah, I already dialed
Please
it.
Hold while I try
Sunset
that extension.
Motel. Is that where a lot of old people go to die?
Go to get laid.
I got a fistful of poppers.
Oh, this is a gay popper joint?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. This is Dave with the front desk. Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Listen, we're having a problem with the septic in your area, and the Department of Environmental Protection is making us move the guests to a different room. So would you pack your things together, come down to the front desk, and we'll relocate you and compensate you for your inconvenience with a free night stay another time?
Wow, it's going down like that, huh? How much time I got?
About 5 or 10 minutes at the most, but
I'm gonna start packing up right away.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Am I speaking with the signed renter of the room? What's your name?
Yeah, Nate.
Nate, and the last name?
Thompson.
Okay, well, we're going to...
You know what? What's your name?
I'm Dave with the front desk. What I'm going to do is I'm going to reassign you with the better room that I actually have available for this evening.
Yeah,
okay?
You know what? Come on down and talk to me in person, man. I don't like being over the phone, man. You could be anybody from any room.
Oh, dude, you know what? You just busted me. That's the first guy who's ever done that.
Yeah,
usually I get suckers to pack up, and you were about to. If I didn't go a little bit further, you were almost about to do it, and I pushed it too far. But guess what, bro?
We were going to tie you up and everything.
Guess what, though?
What's up?
Now I know your name. I got your room number. I'm going to be sending you some stuff to that room. You ready for male prostitutes this evening?
Yeah. Come on through, man.
No doubt, bro. I'm going to send them on through.
You fucked up, dummy.
Check out Too Fresh.
get that asshole lubed up.
He is a little too clever.
So anyway, did anybody remember the name? His name was what?
Nate Thompson.
Yeah, we missed it.
I got now it.
Nate Thompson. That's
Nate Thompson, yeah.
All right, now we can call up. We remember the room number he was in, Carlito?
Yeah, 118.
So we can call up the front desk and check out. Say, hey, it's Nate Thompson.
This is Nate Thompson in room 118.
We'll say, I'm not calling.
My toilet's all plugged up. Everything's fucked up here.
Yeah, okay. All right, here we go. We'll do it.
This room says non-smoking, but I don't give a fuck. I'm going to light this joint up.
118?
Yeah, smoke my 118. Crack.
Thank you for calling the Sunset Motel.
Let me see if it's...
If you have your party's room number, you may dial it at any time.
Zero.
For reservations or to reach the front desk,
here we go.
Please dial zero.
Zero.
Please hold while I
Is
try
it Johnson
that
or Thompson?
Thompson, with a T.
Okay.
Nate Thompson.
Sunset Motel.
Yeah, you're Nate Thompson in 118. I can't call you from the phone in the room because it's something all over it. I went to make a call on the phone in the room, and somebody put some junk all over it, and the cleaning lady did not clean it.
Really?
Yeah, I'm in 118. Can somebody come over here and clean this phone up immediately, please?
Well, I do not have housekeeping.
Ma'am, I know it's a crummy hotel, but I paid to be in this room, and my bitch ain't going to give me no status if I don't get this phone clean.
I could hand you some paper towels.
Can you come bring me some disinfectant? Ma'am, I'm begging you. I'm trying to get some poon tonight, and she ain't going to up it if the phone ain't clean.
Really? Haven't you been in this room for a while?
But I didn't try to use the phone till now, and there's some junk all over, like KY jelly.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can bring something for you.
I'm going to take a shower because it got on my hand, and I'm going to take a shower and knock on the door hard so I hear you. I'll come out and get it, please.
Okay.
Alright.
Damn, they're saying it was a prank call.
Man, that was the best, man. That's like the Bubba call voice there, man.
Yeah, but I think I could have sworn I heard someone in the back saying it's a prank call, right? Damn.
For real?
It sounded like the guy from the room was down there.
Was he down there? Yeah?
It sounded like him.
Yeah, it might have been him.
Oh, he was probably complaining about his prank call.
Yeah, he came out of the front room.
That happens.
I just put a picture of Nate from 118 in the Skype chat.
Okay, I'll check that out. Nate from 118. That's Nate Fire. From 118. Nasty Nate. Okay, cool, man.
You kidding me? We found a picture of him?
No, it's, a, it's something weird Ken posted in the Skype chat. It's just a, what the hell? Is that like a record album, dude?
No, it was from Half Baked when the friend was in jail. A Nasty Nate.
I was going to say, that's who I thought that was. I remember that.
Oh, the calendar.
The guy the in calendar. Yeah, the guy in jail cell with his buddy.
Yeah, he scribbled out his cock, right? He's like, no.
Dirty chuggle of love.
No. Nasty Nate. Okay, cool. Let's continue here. It's 1:10 in the morning. I have nothing to worry about. You know, we've got plenty of numbers. We can keep calling here. Here's a Motel 6, Zolar, if you want to do another one like that.
No, I just wanted to do one. That was good enough.
All right. That was awesome. I'm going to do one of my colored room calls that I like to do here. Let's see if I can get someone to answer. Lonesome just confirmed these. I'll call and say that we made a mistake. We put them in a colored room.
Hello, and thank you for calling Motel 6, Indianapolis East. If you know the room number.
Good evening. Thank you for calling Motel 6 East. This is Amanda.
Oh, what are you doing?
Working.
Oh, yeah? That's cool. That's awesome. Yeah. Is it busy and stuff, or?
No.
No? That's cool. How's the heat?
It's raining outside.
Yeah, I know. It's, it feels pretty good, though, right? I like the rain. And the water is warm. It's a warm, chubby rain, you know?
Oh, I'm inside, so I wouldn't know.
You ever like to go outside in the rain, look at a rainbow? You gotta be careful with the lightning. Hey, so, when do you get off? Maybe you can come by. I got an ice bucket here and some champagne, you know? I got some.
That's all good for you. Is there something you need that I can help you with that has to do with Motel 6?
Yeah, I got some HBO here. Can you help turn it on for me?
No, can you, if you call back up here, I'm calling the police for harassment, so
no,
please stop calling.
I command
Goodbye.
You to apologize. Goodbye. Apologize. Damn it. I don't know why it's...
I bet the rain just rolls off of her nipples.
Yeah. If I remember, I think Motel 6 started interfering with the prank calls after like 8 years of us doing shit.
They're not amused anymore.
Yeah, they finally figured it out that it was a bad idea to...
Well, the 7-Eleven sent out a memo about a lot of people, and we had them call the ones down in Hawaii. They're like, oh yeah, no problem. They still keep doing shit.
Yeah, hey, that's Hawaii. It's, you know...
They're dumber there.
They're dumber.
They had a guy last week at a 7-Eleven read us all the memos they had, and we're like, nope, nothing about us.
Wow, that's cool.
A lot of those are like franchises. They're actually privately owned by somebody, and then, you know, they just carry the 7-Eleven name, so that's probably why most of the time we can't really get anything from them, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it is different.
They're like, they kind of like the way the burger shops are. There probably are some name brand ones, but I think most of them, at least around here, are individually owned and stuff. I forget how much. There's like a price if you want to have one built or whatever and then franchise it. There's like a price for it. And
Seattle too, Milkman.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but you get their gas and, you know what I mean, like whatever 7-Eleven's in.
Well, I just read an article like about McDonald's the other day. You have to be worth like net like $2.1 million before they would let you fucking franchise anything.
Yeah, and it has to
crazy.
Be, there has to be liquid assets. It has to be cash in the bank. It can't be
stuff. Yeah, my neighbor.
Nothing loaned or anything like that. It's got to be your money fucking
your money.
Liquid.
Yeah.
My neighbor owns three and he owned three, but his ex-wife got one in the divorce settlement.
Oh, sweet. That's cool. You don't really often see a McDonald's location that's been shuttered up or closed. You know what I mean? I've maybe seen a few, but I don't know, at least in the places I've lived, I've never seen like McDonald's, like, you know, out of business, closed up McDonald's. Like, they couldn't make the money.
Dude, not even in the Virgin Islands are they lacking business, dude. Them things, they get a run on that place.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Virgin Islands, man. Okay.
Well, you don't got very many choices anyway, you know.
McDonald's
or Wendy's?
Is there McDonald's?
Would you like McDonald's with your Wendy's?
Well, McDonald's is new. Last time I went to the Virgin Islands, I thought all they had was the Wendy's still at St. Thomas. All they got is a Wendy's. Well,
I don't know about St. Thomas, man. I'm not sure about that, but I know for sure there's only the Wendy's and McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken. And there's Pizza Hut.
We have Starbucks there?
Nope.
Probably not.
No? Wow.
They didn't a few years ago. They could have by now, but I'm going to probably say no because the economy went in the toilet because they closed down the world's largest petroleum refinery there I used to work at.
Yeah. Hey,
that's one of the reasons I left there because the market got soft before it closed.
Yeah. But you know what? Last time I went to St. Thomas, the Starbucks wasn't on the island, but there was two Starbucks on the cruise ship. Not kidding. There was two on the fucking cruise ship. One was 24 hours. And I wondered, why would someone want coffee at 4 in the morning if you're on vacation? question, but
you can't even have a, they don't even have a Burger King, dude. I mean, you know, the original Burger King, I guess, got closed for like health violations and shit. They never opened one up. They opened up some like little like Puerto Rican kind of like chicken, like, you know, kind of like, you know, like do it yourself kind of meals place. You know, it's not bad.
Okay,
but Burger King.
I don't know. Well, whatever. Yeah, I don't know. St. Thomas. I've seen rice beans.
I know that. There's Wendy's and there's the salsa, the hot ranchera salsa. Oh.
There's Wendy's and Kmart. That's all I know of down there. No Walmart. Okay.
No Walmart. There's two Kmarts and Food for Less.
Food for Less. Okay, that's where I want to go. Hey, anyway, James Lovegrove.
Oh, they, oh no, wait a minute. I believe they may have closed that down. No, that's right. They did. That's right. They moved it over by Diamond Ruby.
James Lovegrove.
Can I take this one?
Sure. I'm going to be wrapping up soon. We've got about three or four more.
Hello, James Lovegrove.
Yes.
Yes, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. How are you this morning, my good sir?
Well, you've rung me once before and woken me. We've got illness in this house. We're all trying to snatch some sleep. Just who the hell are you and why are you ringing me?
Well, my name is David Snoswell. I'm calling from the Royal Service. I have an urgent transmission from the House of Commons. Are you ready for the urgent transmission?
Yes, go on.
Yes. It is now imperative that you display a large bust portrait of the Queen over your bedroom. Have you done this, sir?
You must think I'm as crazy as you are. Now get off.
No, this is business. This is a direct transmission from the Royal Service. Don't mock me. We're going to escalate this.
We're going to escalate this. Sorry.
To the Queen.
Sir, are you there?
They have illness in the house. He's gone.
Don't be tripping, nigger.
That guy is fine. He actually got a chuckle, though. Yeah, it's always a good thing when they get a chuckle. Right, Zola?
Yeah.
Well,
I even chuckled at that moment.
Hey, stop hitting the buttons there. Hello.
Is that David?
Yes, hello. How are you? Is that James?
It is, Steve.
James, listen, I'm calling from the Royal Service, and we have an imperative message being delivered to you.
Yes,
the Queen will be coming down to the area soon. We need you to clean up outside, wash your car, if you have one. Clean up all the trash from outside, vacuum inside the house. The Queen might want to come inside and do an inspection with a white glove.
Huh.
And she'll be off.
When will that be happening?
Probably, let's see, about 8 o'clock in the morning, she'll be coming down the area and picking a house at random, and it might be yours, and she'll do a white glove check, and if she finds anything out of order, she'll have your head.
I've got them back by mistake, they don't know. You don't think that will be necessary at this house, do you?
She'll have your head.
Well, it's usually immaculate.
She'll say, off with your head, like that, and they'll come take you away.
Oh, gosh.
Prince Harry will come take you away. He'll grab you by the scruff of your neck and pinch your elbow, like, you know, grab you from the back of the elbow and push you in a car. He'll put his hand on top of your head while he pushes you inside the car so you don't hit it. You know?
I imagine he will do that.
And then Prince Harry's going to be driving. He's going to say, you fucked up now. You did. I'm going to drive this car over to the Thames River, he's going to say to you.
Oh, great.
And he does that. He's going to go over the London Bridge and drive off of it while he's driving the car with you, and you're tied up. And he'll just kick out the windshield and, you know, swim up because he's fucking awesome. He's Prince Harry. He's a badass, man.
Christ.
I'm going to put my manager, Baz, on the line because I got a lot of shit I got to do.
Hello, sir. My name is David Snoswell, codename Baz. We have a few other directives that you must comply with before the Queen's visit. We respectfully request that you hide any pornography that might be lying around. So if you have any pornographic magazines or videos, the Queen is quite offended by that. So we ask that you stash them in a nightstand. If you've been masturbating a lot, we please request that you wash any semen-encrusted furniture or bed sheets, because the Queen will be inspecting the bedroom.
My goodness me.
Yes, and actually my associate,
hello, David.
Mr. Zolar,
has
some other directives. Mr. Zolar,
no,
would you
David,
like to add anything?
No, David, you can't hear me, can you? You're a fucking twat, and get off my bloody line.
Sir, you're a wanker. And he hung up.
He thinks we're David. That's the other guy. The other guy is still on. He thinks we're David. Hey, old man.
Can you believe that asshole?
He can't even say the whole thing.
They're both still on.
Yeah, they're both still on. Hey, guys.
All of them are still on. All of them are there.
Yeah, a bunch of asshole bastard old men.
Hey, can we come over and visit?
I mean, Trumpets, mate.
Oh, Pete Preppets, mate.
Give me some of that shit.
I've got a nice video that you might want to watch. It's called Big Black Pussy Pumpers.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Oh, god damn. Take it. Oh, shit.
I got these magazines, too, man, and we take ecstasy, and we start rolling back here, looking at porno magazines.
And Solar's going to bring some bath salts. Simon. We're all going to snort bath salts.
Get your girlfriend, Miss Zolar, to come on.
This is awesome. What can I get in for my lips? This is awesome.
See, that's audio of Zolar last time we did bath salts.
Yeah, we have a porno star that we put in a movie that we made ourselves. His name is Zolar. He's
Please
awesome.
Can I fall down?
You hear him?
Should I fall down? Are you watching me? Fuck yeah.
He's like one of the best porno stars ever. He's up and coming, guys. They're just sitting there listening. We'll call one more while we keep them on the line.
Hands off your wankers.
Hey, you UK wankers, feel free to join in.
Yeah, jump in anytime. This is James Haythornthwaite. Haythornthwaite.
Nunu is the leader of the pensioner wankers.
Yeah, and Nunu reminding us to do something about a BT internet porn filter. Well, let's do it.
He says no more of the Royal Service crap.
One of them finally hung up.
Never mind the bullocks.
Right, I think I missed
Hello?
One.
Hello?
Yes, hello. James, is James there? I'm calling from BT.
Listen, I don't know who you're calling, but, I mean, you've called before, and this is ridiculous. There's nobody called Gene. You've got the wrong number, and you've waken me up twice
get
now.
Get a hold of yourself, woman, you batty.
I would slap you if I was there to get you to control yourself.
Don't hang up.
Hey.
This is urgent.
He's still back there.
Hello?
Hey, listen.
Yes, stay here, lady. Don't get batty on us. We're about to give you a bunch of information that is very useful to you, you dumb twat.
Don't you speak to me like that.
Don't you speak to me like that, Zolar. Shame on you. Okay, I'm disconnecting on both of those guys. And Zolar, thanks for you got a website to plug, Zolar?
Yeah, no.
No, okay. All right, no, fine. We'll catch Zolar on Facebook. Zen Glolar, what is it? Zolar Glenn on Facebook.
Yeah. And I'll check out my YouTube. It's Zolar Vision Pranks. That's what I like. If you would check out my YouTube and leave a comment on the video you watch, I love to read comments.
There you go. Say, take it easy, man. Thanks.
Zolar.
I hung up on him on accident already.
My body's still on the floor, right?
Fuck? I don't know.
Right. Zola has a good clip, man. Yeah. He felt like he was having a good night.
All right. Well, hey, Matt, thanks for joining us. It's good having you. I'm glad I kept you on instead of dropping you. And hey, welcome home. There you go, Matt. All right, Matt. We can we can untie that yellow ribbon from the oak tree. And Baz and Ken, you're out of here, out of your ass.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, stupid Banchudes, too, that you posted that article about.
Yeah. I forgot to talk about
that. You fucking faggot. You didn't let me plug my shit.
Go plug your shit. Hurry up.
Okay. YouTube is 666-HILL0CK666 and follow me on Twitter @ Pedo Nazi with the zero for though.
Zero Nazi.
Pedo Nazi. It's the worst thing in the world, right?
Yeah, cool. You got some, I like your YouTube, it's good. You got a prank on there or two that's really, really good.
Yeah, I've got the ones that Gate Brad doesn't want on his site.
Yeah, the ones that, the really crude ones and racist ones that Brad. You're like his side broker. Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Love you guys. Thanks for having me on. It was super fun.
Hey, it was good talking to you, Matt.
Bye. Yeah. Rock on, guys.
We're pulling for you, dude.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, take care, man. Great to hear you, Matt.
I'm pulling it too. All right. Anyway, Baz and Ken. What you guys? Ken was saying something. What was it, Ken?
About that asshole company that doesn't like the stupid Americans.
Yeah, Milkman. There was a memo that got leaked out. Some Indian firm that operates in the United States. 90% of their employees are South Asians, and they're contractors. You know, IT contractors, and they were purposefully discriminating against white people and Americans. And they had emails going around downright say like stupid Americans, like this is some stupid American and shit like that. Yeah, they got busted. So I put it on Facebook.
Oh, wow.
They're closed now. That'd be a good daytime thing.
We should contact them.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can find a few numbers and call them during a daytime show, maybe next week. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for reminding me, Ken. Take it easy. Hey, I'm sure you'll be on during the weekend, Friday or something.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on tomorrow.
All right, guys. Make sure to tune in.
Hey, Carlitos. Someone was going to ask you.
What's up?
Yeah. So I got that SAM encoder software.
Yes.
So is it cool if maybe I do a show at some point?
Sure.
Just maybe one or two.
Why not? Yeah, sure.
I think Big Ken said he would join me.
There you go.
So maybe I'll talk to you privately about how to set things up.
Okay. Cool. There you go. Yeah, we'll go over the details and you can pick a time slot.
It would probably be infrequent, kind of like what Sloth does, just jumping on
every
here
once
and there.
A while on the cover. Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good, man. That's another option for us. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you,
talk to you guys later.
All right. Bye. That's Baz. Milkman, you ready to take us out of here? It was a good show. I almost gave up on it.
Yeah.
I'm glad I didn't give up on the show.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. A bunch of cool people showed up, man. I couldn't believe it's all our man. That was so cool, man.
That was cool. Yeah. He had fun, it seems. Yep.
Hell yeah. Yeah, he hung on for a while, man, because, like, you know, if it gets dead, he used the boogies, if I remember right. So, yeah, he had a good time. I'm glad he showed up, man. It's great to hear him again.
Yes. Yes. So, take us out of here, Milkman.
All right, man. There you go, kiddies. There you go. Another wonderful installment of everybody's favorite show right here on the internet. I want to thank our special friend there, the Numbers Hitman. From the Numbers Hitman. That's right. I want to thank everybody for stopping in. We had a bunch of cool guests show up tonight. Thank you, Mr. Zolar, the amazing motherfucking Zolar. That's right. Don't forget to check him out on his YouTube channel. And Matt, and glad to hear you're doing well, and glad to see you again. And let's see, Ken and Baz and a bunch of other people stopped by. Thank you guys so much for the numbers and all the help. Everybody over in the mouth, thank you so much. And everybody listening, we want to thank you, especially you, because we do this every week, the most interactive show you can find anywhere here on the internet, live right here in your earballs every Thursday night. We dropped a dime. We just asked you to give us a time, bring a friend, or bury it, bring an enemy, because they're always welcome right here in the madhouse. Our fearless leader, the Generalissimo, what will we do without you, my brother? Saving lives one call at a time.
Thank you. That's a beautiful way of putting it, Milkman. I appreciate it. Well, thanks everyone for tuning in. Like Milkman said, including Lonesome, he already thanked, but I'd like to extend thanks also. Everyone who contributed, sending in numbers, even UK Godfather, you did okay, man, I guess. Maybe we'll have you, we'll try you out again next week. Maybe we'll give you a shot, big boy. Yeah, Milkman, I think you covered all our bases, other than reminding everyone to tune in all weekend. There's always a show here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night for the most part. There's usually a good chance you'll catch something, so when you get home from work, when you're taking it easy over the weekend and the evening, tune in, listen to some live prank call shows. That includes all our staff, you know, Brad, Dirty Aaron, MPSA Cobra, Ken, Baz, Sloth, Jayad, Ice Goose. Plenty of people out here entertaining. I don't think I'm forgetting anybody, but... Okay.
You got quite a cadre of characters growing.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good. We're having fun here, at least on the weekends. It's a fun time on the weekends here. It makes it go by pretty fast. That's not a good... It makes a weekend entertaining at night, you know what I mean? If you're not going out, if you have no life like we all do.
Stick around and drink one at home, then, you know, you got something to laugh with.
All right, Milkman, we're out of here. See you later, man. Sure. Bye. I love you, sir.
All right, bro. I love you, man.
God
Peace.
Damn it. Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah, I'm still waiting on you. You said you want me to put the plow on the truck. And all set, but I don't know where the hell you are. Give me a call. Later.
Yeah, this is a guy with a truck. If you're still interested, my phone got shut off. I ain't got the funds right now. So, I don't know what to tell you. You want to come by and see it, it's here. It's off of Pine Street, which is in between Mike's Pizza and Legends Bar. And just before that, there's a car wash. Thank you.
Yeah, this is Jay.
I'm calling about the that truck. You guys call me. I don't know if you're still interested. My phone, I had trouble with my phone. It's working. Can you give me a call? Let me know if you're really interested.